You're listening to a Ragnarok Actual Play. If you like what you hear and want to share your thoughts with us, you can follow us on Twitter at Ragnarok, like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Ragnarok, email us at info@ragnarok.com, leave us a voicemail at 516-362-6373, or comment on our website. Ragnarok is also available through iTunes, so be sure to check us out there as well. Thanks for listening.
Enjoy the game!
Boom, we're on.
All right, hey everybody!
I thought we were on.
That was a special feature. Feel good to get that out?
That one sounded a little wet.
See, those of you who
haven't... vomit. When does it not... When is it...
Like, that one sounded like it was chunky wet. Like, you know...
Those of you who haven't listened to the special feature don't know how long Meyer was saving that up for.
Yes.
Trust us, it was a long time.
If you want, before you listen to this, you can listen to our character generation special feature.
And if you already listened to that,
it's really good.
Listen to this...
Yeah, if you've already listened to that, then some of this is kind of spoilers. Sorry, you kind of know what we're doing.
Actually, we lied throughout the whole thing. We're totally
we're not even playing Fiasco. All right, Ryan, time for some Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah, I do love Dungeons & Dragons.
All right, today we are playing a Fiasco called Hardwired by Alex Mayo. No relation to Alex Ketchup.
What about Alex Mustard?
They are cousins.
I made that.
Hardwired.
All right, here's the score.
Nope.
The 21st century. The rise of corporate nation-states has created a world in which powerful multinational zaibatsus dominate every facet of our daily lives. From the media we consume to the food we eat. Powerful technologies have begun to eliminate the line between man and machine. Artificial limbs, networked neural interfaces, replacement organs, silicon brains, and artificial intelligences. In the shadow of these powerful corporate entities move the new underclass, taking what scraps of technology and wealth they can to earn a living, or perhaps to strike back at their oppressors. Movie night for this one. Blade Runner, Terminator 2, The Matrix, Ghost in the Shell, Akira, Tetsuo the Iron Man, Avalon, Hardware, Minority Report, Strange Days, and Gattaca.
Oh, Minority Report. Are we going to have a scene where there's a dog and...
What about Batteries Not Included?
No. Don't bring that shit up again.
Well, I love Batteries Not Included.
I said don't bring that shit up again. Well, okay. Now you can't bring that shit up again either.
Brian, bring it up.
What?
Bring it up.
No.
Bring it up. He said that we can't bring it up, so you can.
What about Batteries Not Included?
Oh, yeah, that one too.
All right. So I guess we'll introduce our characters. Hey, everybody, I'm Ryan, and I'm going to be playing Tech Bunny Ishibashi. 2 years ago, she was arrested for her role in the Cronus Run. She and her fellow hackers broke into the computer systems of Cronus Biochemical in order to steal corporate secrets. They found more than they can bargain for. And she was arrested. She is currently serving 3 consecutive life sentences as a new morph in cyber prison. And she has been nearly driven crazy by quote-unquote rehabilitation therapy. So from her subjective point of view, she has spent decades in an endless hell, and it is wearing on her psyche.
So for us to do our thing, are we breaking her out first, or is she getting out on her own?
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
All right.
We'll figure it out.
Meyer.
Oh, okay. I'm playing... Terra Flash, a.k.a. Terry. I am the clone of James's character, who has taken his identity and has, I guess, has been taken by the corporation. They've grown me and tried to make me to prove that they can make a bad person good. And I'm not sure why they do that.
They can make a bad person good by destroying them and substituting a clone. Very easily.
Well, does the world know that he's a clone?
No.
Or do they think that they rehabilitated me?
No, they think they rehabilitated you.
They
programmed the memories into him that he has been rehabilitated.
Oh, I don't even know I'm a clone?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's a cool twist. I like that.
No,
that's...
That's going to be fun to play with.
I think that's bad. Like, he doesn't... He's rehabilitated James.
So what is it, like, what was that movie, Eighth Day? With Arnold Schwarzenegger, where the clone was living in his house?
Yeah.
Or he was the clone, and... All right, whatever.
That was a dumb movie.
That was a dumb movie.
They had things on their eyelids, or... Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, don't bring that shit up again!
You should have done... But you said about the other thing with...
That was worse than Batteries Not Included.
Well, Batteries Not Included was really good.
Short Circuit's awesome. Oh. Short Circuit's fine.
I think
Johnny Five is alive!
Don't bring that shit up again!
No disassemble.
James?
Hi, I'm James. I'm going to be playing Terra Flash Prime. And since I lost everything to my clone when I quote-unquote died during the heist, I resurfaced as a horribly scarred... dead man who's not really dead. I come back as a laughing saint, and my goal now is to right some of the wrongs that have been done unto me, and
hope each time that his next sleep.
Yeah, you know, throw a big FU to the company and get some stuff so I can survive on my own, considering the clone got everything.
Cronus Biochemical is going down.
Oh, those bastards.
No, just Biochem.
Cronus Biochem.
All right, and I'm Alex. I'm playing Drex Hardline, known with his handle Cyber Blitz. He is the Assistant Vice President of Prisoner Rehabilitation for Cronus Biochem, a position he earned 2 years ago when he sold out his friends during their Cronus run.
Ass.
Yeah.
I'm like half bionic now.
Do I remember you selling us out?
No.
Okay.
I don't even think you remember the heist.
What's the last... All right.
Well, no, he probably... Well, he remembers the heist.
And he remembers the explosion that killed me.
There was an explosion. You woke up in cyber jail and were rehabilitated. And they... Cronus was kind enough to repair your body for you.
Oh, so I have no physical damage.
Nope, you're perfect.
No. You're the pretty one.
Meanwhile, James's character ended up barely surviving being, like, dragged to a back-alley surgeon.
Oh, yeah, like, he got a back-alley street doc to cut off his arm and slap on an old piece of chrome.
Yeah. And part of my face, and I got this big, stupid smile stuck on my face, which is why I'm known as the Laughing Saint, because I can't not smile.
Maybe so. You just got like a maybe you have like a Kano, like just a like a metal plate on half your face with a cyber eye.
Yeah,
Russian military surplus arm.
Yeah, but like old, like from the first war, whatever that.
Like
is.
You can have it has a grappling hook
from the first Russo-Sino war.
Grappling hook. No one uses those anymore. Shut up.
All right. So where are we going to start? Well, who's going to start? I guess I'll start.
I was gonna say this probably would shitty to start with you or James.
I was about to say
I'll start.
Well, I was gonna say if I know the first scene is gonna be 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Unless you no, you know what? You start.
Okay. All right. So I'm gonna be. Scene starts. I'm sitting in a room. It's dark. I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for Cyber Blitz to come home. He walks in, turns on the lights, goes into the fridge, grabs a beer, turns around.
Okay, so we're in like a yuppie apartment, you know, very nicely furnished.
Yep. Yeah. Well, it's a corporate penthouse.
Yeah.
It's a corporate apartment.
You've got the entire mega city laid out and at your feet. There's like a floor to ceiling window.
Yep.
You can see the hover cars flying by.
I go to the fridge and get a beer made from actual hops and crack it open.
And you turn around and go to walk into the living room to sit down in the chair, only to realize someone else is there. I stand up, walk out of the shadows. Hello, Mr. Hardline.
Who the fuck are you?
Oh. You don't remember me? Recognize this face?
No, I can't say I've ever known any motherfuckers as ugly as you.
Well, you know, you kind of get this look when, you know, your friends sell you out when you're in the middle of a job.
Hardline puts his beer down on the kitchen island next to him and reaches into his pockets.
Wouldn't do that if I were you. I wave my grappling hook robotic arm in your face.
Can we say that you're wearing like a trench coat?
Yeah.
You have it like draped over your shoulders and you pop your arm out.
No, you do one of the, like, you just pull it off.
You just pull it off and the grappling hook, the hooks actually like spring out like it's about to launch at you.
Why shouldn't I call CorpSec right now and have you arrested?
You know, because you did something really bad. You sold us out, buddy. I'm missing half my body. I got this big, stupid smirk stuck on my face because, you know what, I decided to see the bright side of things.
Terraflash?
The one and only.
You're fucking dead.
Nope. I lived.
I saw you get blown up.
Yeah, hence this lovely contraption here and half my face missing. I lived. Crawled away. Found a little back alley doctor to patch me up. He did the best he could with what he had. I mean, some of these parts are probably from a junkyard. It may not be the prettiest thing, and...
Looks like he dug them up from a graveyard.
All of your cybernetic parts are just slightly rusted and corroded, and there are Cyrillic letters on them.
The eye doesn't even glow. It just looks like it's supposed to, but...
It goes in and out sometimes.
Yeah, every now and then it'll flash. Yeah,
it refocuses itself, and...
I come back in to find someone else has taken my place. They cloned me.
Yeah, that part wasn't really my idea.
I have nothing. And they're going around claiming that, hey, we can fix people. Do I look fixed?
You don't look any uglier than you did 2 years ago.
Well, this taking a lot of self-control for me to not strangle you to death right now. If I didn't need you so badly, you're going to help me get revenge. You're going to help me get a little set. And you're going to help me make this company look like the big fat liars that they are. We're going to ruin them.
And why the hell would I do that?
Well, our friend, Tech Bunny doesn't know what you did. I could, you know, inform her of your little backstabbing betrayal. Or I could just kill you now.
And how are you going to talk to Tech Bunny?
Oh, I have a little thing set up for if I'm not checking in 10, 20 minutes that, you know, a message gets sent out. I'm sure she's doing real well in there. Real well.
All right. Fine.
And I think you kind of owe me this little favor, considering that half my body and face is missing thanks to you.
All right.
Just a bit.
I'll help you. But we're going to have to do it on my rules.
Of course. Can I crash on your couch?
Get the fuck out.
He starts limping his way out.
See you around, buddy.
You'll be hearing from me real soon. Check the forums. Look for the Laughing Saint.
As soon as you're gone, I slam the door behind you and double lock it. Son of a bitch.
Cyber lock it.
Cyber
lock. He does it with his cyber implant.
Yeah.
I do.
You glare at the door and it locks.
You just hear like...
Alright, well, James got a die. Hey, you got to give it away.
You got a white die.
You got to give it away, give it away, give it away, give it away now.
Give it to you.
Oh, thank you.
We had fun. We're gonna have more fun.
All right, so I'm going to establish a scene. It is 2 years ago. So what were our roles in our crew? I was the cyber jockey.
I was the hardware expert, so I built everything.
Okay.
That's what I was thinking.
So maybe James was the muscle.
Yeah, James was...
All right, so...
You built everything, and I was the one that, you know, the gunner, the fighter.
Yeah, so here's the way I'm thinking it. Akos, Drex was hacking into the system, shutting down all the security, and Terra Flash was actually like infiltrating. So we open up on like a big lab, and there are bodies in vats and all kinds of computer banks of computer servers. And you can see a security camera, you know, panning back and forth over the whole thing. And there's a little red light on it, and it winks out.
Then it cuts to Cyber Blitz at a terminal. There's a plug in the computer terminal. The wire snakes back to the back of his head. And he's just kind of sitting there, eyes glowing, like fingering a keyboard that doesn't exist. All right, Terra. You're almost there.
Well, you just keep guiding me through, and I'll get what you need to get. Get what we're here to get.
Tell him he needs to plug that jump modem into the big server bay.
Yeah. Bunny says you gotta plug the jump modem into the big server bay.
Okay.
The big one.
Oh, the big, big one. Not this little one that's sitting right here in front of me.
No, not the little one. Okay. The big one.
Okay. Anything else I need to know about?
Don't get caught.
Duh. Any special ports?
Nope, just plug it right into the BSU.
On it.
That'll give us data uplink. We'll take these corporate fat cats for everything they've got.
Wait a minute, hold on. Oh, shit. Terra, we got CorpSec incoming.
I hate when you say the oh shit line. Ugh.
Where
are they coming from?
They're, to your left.
My left or your left?
I said your left. Buddy, we got some coming here, too.
I guess in the distance you just start hearing gunfire. Yes. And
yeah.
The cops are on us!
You think?
Don't worry, Blitz. I'll get us out of here.
You gotta keep me covered.
Blitz,
we're almost there.
How'd they find us? Did you?
I'm guessing we're like in the back of a van or something. What do you think?
Oh, I was thinking we're in like the security room.
Okay.
And James is like two floors down.
All right, got it.
So we're gonna get captured, and James is gonna get shot.
I'm gonna get blowed. I'm going to explode.
Blitz, we can still pull this off. Everybody, stay cool. All
right, Terra, you gotta bank a hard right through the room next to you.
Got it. How did they find out we were here? I thought you cut the systems.
I did cut the systems. They must have had them back up to their backup.
I thought you were supposed to be the best at this.
Just shut up and get the job done.
I'm doing it. It's kind of hard to do when you're under fire.
CorpSec incoming, and then you just see Tech Buddy in the hallway. She's got a submachine gun. She's just spraying them with bullets.
Bunny is distracted. Cyber Blitz hits some things on the keyboard and reactivates the drones in the lab that James is in. And so James, Terra Flash suddenly hears a buzz of rotors as three drones take up and start firing taser shots at you.
Hart, Blitz,
remain where you are.
Blitz, I got drones.
Place your hands on the wall. Remain where you are.
Screw you.
One of the security guards comes in and shoots you in the leg, and you fall, and then you start banging out.
I'm down.
You hear Blitz go, "Sorry, buddy," and the comm goes dead.
You son of a.
One of the drones, then Blitz pilots one of the drones into a big vat of chemicals or something, and there's an explosion.
At this point, you see Tech Bunny runs back into the room. Blitz, they're on us! They're on us! And then she just, like, throws up her arms and begins to convulse and drops, and you can see another drone behind her tasing her.
Blitz turns it. Blitz unplugs his head and unplugs the wire from the computer, just slowly wraps it around his hand. As more CorpSec officers come in and point guns at him, he just goes, raises his hands and goes, "Howdy, boys."
Should we introduce a villain now? I feel like this is a point where,
okay,
where some asshole with like mirror polished shoes.
Yeah, Blitz raises his hands and says, "Howdy, boys," and then you hear the clack of expensive shoes on a tile floor, and they part, and the guards part, and who's standing there?
Let's see.
The president of prisoner rehabilitation.
Yeah.
President Snow.
What's his name? I picture he's a white guy, very pale, hair, head shaved bald, wearing sunglasses even though he's inside and it's nighttime.
Yeah.
Because he's a douche.
Donald Cubit.
President Cubit?
President Scroob.
Fine work, Mr. Hardline.
Well, I didn't want to fail my interview.
The corporate guy looks down at the body of Tech Bunny and looks over to the CorpSec guys and says, "Please clean this up.
Don't kill her. We could probably use her."
"Oh, we've got a place for her, all right, Mr. Hardline."
"What? Where? You told me that you were going to let them go. I mean, I took out Terraflash like you wanted, but you said Bunny was going to be free to go."
"Well, after she has served her debt to the company, in 2 years she will be free to go, or in 3 years she will be free to go. The charges, breaking and entering, theft of corporate property, those amount to 3 consecutive life sentences."
"You son of a bitch, that's not what we agreed to. That wasn't the deal."
"Mr. Hardline, she will be fine. We're going to upload her consciousness into our neural net. She will serve her 3 life sentences under extreme time dilation, and in 3 years she will be free as a bird. And you, my friend, will be vice president of prisoner rehabilitation."
"All right. I guess there's no real choice here, is there?"
"You said you wanted the record clean. Now it's clean."
"Fine. But she gets a clean record when she's out."
"As clean as any prisoner."
"What are we going to do about Terraflash?"
At this point, one of the CorpSec guys walks in with an arm. I think we have what we need. Take the sample, prepare the vat."
"Wait, what?"
"The next time you see your friend Terraflash, he'll be brand new."
"He'll be a new man."
He'll be a new man. And then he gives you a smirk and walks out of the room.
All right. So that ends that scene.
Yeah, ended well for you.
Yeah, I'm going to give this die to Meyer.
Thanks.
For being so fucking ugly.
Thanks.
Alright, let's see. I'm going to...
Uh-oh. I'm sorry, I killed James. And Myers' vomit fountain again.
You know, I enjoy the vomit fountain.
Hey, Ryan stole my copy of Skyrim.
Yeah, I knew.
It's a good game.
It is. They should re-release it for the one.
I have not played in a while.
I don't know, they released Elden Unlock. Never mind. Anyway,
I'm still waiting for that.
I think I'm going to establish. let's get away from our characters. Yeah, this is probably going to end badly for me. So it's the next day.
In the flashback?
No. The day after James has confronted Alex.
Right.
Vice President Hardline walks into work. We see the same lab with different, you know, vats. And as we follow him past the vats, we see that one of the bodies inside is Tech Bunny's. And it's just inert, you know, her eyes
are just like floating there.
Floating in liquid. He walks over to the bank of servers, and he calls up a window and, you know, types in prisoner Bunny Ishibashi.
Yeah.
No,
it would probably be like prisoner 347X5.
Yeah. And he, you know, he gets a whole profile on her, you know, mugshot Ishibashi, comma Bunny, alias Tech Bunny.
Yeah.
You know, her rap sheet and stuff. And you see a particularly poorly rendered VR, like very very blocky,
very 80s,
with an 8-bit plant in the corner.
With an 8-bit plant in the corner, you can see that Tech Bunny is currently in the middle of meditating. She is muttering very, very calmly to herself, but every once in a while she glitches and sort of, you know, de-reses a bit and then reforms. She is trying to purge her mind of violent thoughts.
All right.
Here's the question: Do you want to interact with Bunny, or do you want to see like what's going on inside the prison?
It's up to you. It's your scene. I mean, is the prison like, does it's each person just on their own individual server? So there's no, it's like solitary confinement, or is there a prison VR that they could interact with other people?
I would say it's a prison VR.
Okay.
So if you want to introduce other prisoners, or maybe even like a ward, if you want to interact with me, maybe there's like a warden avatar that you can use, so that she doesn't know that it's you.
Okay, so all right, I like that. So, Hardline jacks himself into the server, and it activates his warden avatar, and then. So maybe the avatar is an AI that like runs and manages the whole prison.
Yeah.
So I set him on the back burner to still manage things, but I take over the function of the avatar. And so I tell one of the guards, "Bring me prisoner 84, whatever."
Inside the VR, a cube floats over.
So they're not even trying to hide the fact that
no,
it's VR.
No. A cube floats over to Tech Bunny's avatar, and interrupts her. What? No! I wasn't thinking about violence. I swear. No, please. I don't need another treatment.
Who's gonna be the guard?
Oh, thanks. It's not for that. You have a visitor.
Oh, yes, visitor. Because I have those friends and family.
Yes, quite. Follow me and try not to think of punching innocent puppies in the face.
Innocent puppies. Well, what about the guilty ones, huh?
Yeah. He starts bringing you over to the ward. Warren wants to see you. What'd you do now?
Oh, nothing. As far as I know, I wasn't trying to hack my way out again, I swear.
It was a special request. He doesn't often want to see people.
Well, let's get this over with, huh?
Sure, why not?
So the guard brings you in. The warden avatar is nicer, but I mean, it's pretty much just like a Minecraft skinned for like Minecraft Steve skinned for like a police officer.
Okay.
So he's just like blocks, like he does. His hands are just like lines drawn on this cubist thing.
Excellent graphics processing power they have in the future.
Yeah. Well, it's retro. I figure retro.
Yeah, retro future.
Ah, prisoner Ishibashi, please have a seat. He gestures with his unbendable arm. Have a seat.
Like yeah, the Barbie doll.
Yes, Warden. Thank you. Thank you for calling me in.
The warden turns in his chair and waves his arm, and a VR display appears. You know, with again with pretty much what I pulled up before. You know, with her mugshot and like stats of you know how long she served, and it seems that your second sentence has been going considerably better than your first.
Oh, yes, yes. I haven't de-rezzed anybody in at least 15 years of subjective time.
That's very good. And it says here that your negative thoughts are down, 60%.
Yes, I believe that maybe in another 10 years subjective I'll be eligible for parole.
Well, we'll have to see about that. 10 years subjective, that's only about a month real time. It's, people might talk. We need to make sure that you're fully rehabilitated before the company will let you out.
Yeah, yes, the company let me out. The company. Ow.
How are you holding up?
Oh, I'm quite well. Quite well. Yes, quite well. I picture that Tech Bunny back in the flashback, she was kind of a gothed out Japanese girl with like enormous pink hair and
in like two big ponytails.
Two big ponytails. She really, really cheesy. And now, you know, obviously in the cyberspace avatar, the dye has gone out of her hair and she's really low res and she's very obviously a broken person.
Is there anything? Well, I'm glad to see that you're rehabilitation is working. How are the other prisoners treating you?
Oh, they are more friendly now that I've learned to be more friendly and cooperative.
Are any of them giving you problems? You don't have to fear a repercussion.
There is Alana. There has been some unpleasantness between Alana and I. She, Alana. She has tempted me many times. She has this plan. If we can break the security protocols around the prison simulation, perhaps we can gain access to the company mainframe and from there kill everyone. Yes. Hmm. No, not kill everybody. Maybe. I don't recall. And then she glitches out again.
Well, prisoner Ishiboshi, thank you very much. I'd say that your cooperation here has taken at least 2 years subjective off your sentence.
Oh, two years sentence.
What?
2 years of a life sentence.
It's 2 years of, well, a life sentence and a half, because she's still got.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Warden. Is that all?
Yes, you may go.
Okay.
Guard.
Yes.
Bring me Alana.
Right on it, sir.
A few minutes later. Or actually, no, don't even bring me back. Just guard. Throw Alana in the dark net.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
The dark net.
Are you sure, sir? That's,
I'm sure.
All right, sir.
No question, though.
Leave her there for a few CPU cycles.
I picture the cube goes over to Alana, and then she makes eye contact with Tech Bunny. You bitch! You sold me! Ah! And then she derezzes.
And then Hardline jacks himself out of the warden shimmers for a second and is replaced by the AI, and Hardline pulls the jacket out of the back of his head and just sighs and closes up the prison sim.
And you can see just as you close out of the sim, Bunny has resumed her meditation and she's muttering to herself, 2 years, 2 years, 2 years, 2 years.
That ended good for you?
Well, probably bad.
Bad, yeah.
I'm still in a,
Because I'm in a hellish prisonscape with, and I've, you know, lost all my values and been pretty much reprogrammed, so.
Yeah.
I wasted an opportunity to play the guard as, like, the inside guy to say, like, well, Terraflash has gotten contact, you know. Damn, should have done it that way.
Next time.
Yeah. We got more scenes. Alright, so I will give this to James.
Yeah, I get a purple one.
You're a purple one.
No, Barney's purple.
No, James, a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people beater.
Holy shit.
Yep.
Oh, no.
All right, well, it's your scene, Mr. Mom.
I don't know. I'm a clone. I don't have thoughts of my own. I was grown in a lab.
Maybe we should bring back, what's his name? The actual president of,
President Cubit?
President Cubit, right.
I'm about to say you could probably interact with
me.
Yeah, because you guys both work for the same company.
Oh, okay.
You could talk about
what's my job at the lab?
Number 3.
What do you want it to be?
I don't know.
You could be the caretaker for the girl.
Or the bodies.
Yeah.
That's true.
And take care of the bodies. Yeah, sure.
You could be like Lars from Futurama that takes care of the heads in the head museum.
I take care of the bodies in the thing.
In the body museum.
You vacuum out the ventilation system that keeps the nutrient liquid aerated.
Okay.
You're the vat janitor.
Alright. Vat janitor. Okay. What's the scene be about?
Maybe a surprise visit from President Cubit to see how he's
could resolve if you don't want to establish.
See how he's assimilating. You're right there.
Bit my tongue.
It goes badly for me.
Ooh.
Okay.
So then we have 2 and 2.
Okay, in that case, we see the Cyber Blitz logs out of the prison system, and Tech Bunny is muttering to herself. The camera pans over to Terraflash, spitting image of how he looked 2 years ago on the night of the run, except now he's wearing a Cronus Biochem jumpsuit with a little hat, and he is vacuuming out, literally vacuuming the dust out of the cooling unit on one of the vats, and you hear the same crisp sound of business shoes, loafers on the tile as President Cubit walks up. Mm-hmm. He's got a digital tablet, and he's looking. Employee 25 RFJ.
Professor Cubit, I didn't see you there. What do you want from me? Just here, you know, vacuuming the vats.
I've come to conduct your quarterly review.
Oh, you personally? Personally, you're doing it personally?
Yes, well, you know, I have taken an interest in your case, as you know.
Oh, I did not know, but thank you, Mr. Thank you, President Cubit. Hope to make you proud.
I mean, he would be a huge PR deal because it's like, right. Hey, we reformed a prison.
See, that's what I'm thinking. Like, you have been basically, you know, every press conference, mm-hmm. you know, you've been out there. But really, we gave you, like, the most menial, crappiest job.
Thank you. Thank you for all your opportunities you've provided for me.
Well, we here at Cronus pride ourselves on being generous and tolerant of our employees' past foibles and mistakes. He walks up Hardline.
Mm. Oh, yes, sir.
It's just about time for Mr. Flash's review here.
Oh, very good, sir. How can I help?
Well, you are his direct supervisor, are you not?
Yes,
sir. Do you
sir.
Have any comments on his performance? I see here that his maintenance logs are half a cycle behind.
Well, there was a bit of a problem with one of the tanks. The vacuum system actually started discharging waste products into the nutrient slush.
It wasn't pretty.
It took quite a while to clean out, and then Mr. Flash had to rebuild the tank almost from scratch.
I see.
But he had to climb in there and actually dig some of the stuff out.
And tell me, Mr. Flash, why didn't you report this?
Report the...
You know that Cronus depends on its employees for honesty.
Well, I wasn't dishonest about it. I just didn't take it upon myself to notify you. I mean, Mr. Hardline knows about it.
He reported it to me, sir. He had it well under control, and I wanted to see if he could handle it.
Forgot to give him the paperwork to fill out.
I remember, son. Cubit puts his hand on your shoulder. He says, "As an employee of this institution, you are what you do reflects on us. You especially so, since you are the product of this cyber rehabilitation facility. We would like to say that all of our past consumers have been well treated and have bright job prospects ahead of them. You are our poster boy."
Thank you, but all I do is clean out the vats.
And it's a very important job.
Indeed. Which is why you really must make sure this paperwork gets filed. I'm very sorry, Mr. Flash, but I cannot approve your 0.2% raise for this quarter. And he signs off on your employee review and hands it to you. You see that there's a score out of 100, like 58 out of 100, and in big red letters it says fail. And there's a, you know, your employee profile that looks very similar to Tech Bunny's mugshot.
With a frowny face and written in red pen.
I was promised, though, that I was going to raise. I already put money down on a cyber puppy. I was going to...
I was going to save, but here the cyber puppies need homes. And,
I was going to adopt a cyber puppy.
Can we say that there are posters all over the lab? Cyber puppies need homes. And it's just junk robot dogs.
The knockoff Sarah McLachlan song playing.
I suppose that means you'll have to log some extra hours in order to afford the cyber puppy now, won't you? It just so happens there is a public relations opportunity. There's a banquet that the company is hosting this weekend. We would be more than honored if you would speak.
Speak?
We'll prepare the statement for you, of course.
Okay.
Of course.
What's the topic of this speech?
About how effective your rehabilitation was and how grateful you are to the Kronos Biochem for giving you this work opportunity.
Nothing outside the usual.
Okay.
Smile, wave, shake some hands, take some pictures.
Okay.
Kiss some pictures, take some babies.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, I've got a lot of work to do, so I will leave you two to it.
Okay, take care.
Very good, Mr. Cubitt.
Nice day, you fucking douchebag.
As he walks away, you can hear the sound of his loafers on the tile.
Sorry about that. Maybe next quarter.
Yep, maybe next quarter I'll for that nice puppy. Every year day, there's 100 puppies goes into the crusher.
Recycle the puppy. And another actual play turns into dead dogs.
All right, that definitely ended poorly for Meyer.
Yeah.
Orion.
Thank you. Every day 100 cyber puppies are fed into the recycle. Oh my god.
So the parts get for the new premium puppies.
Right.
I was say you pop open a can and on the bottom of the can it says made from recycled puppies.
Made from 100% recycled cyber puppies.
This is truly a dystopian.
Yeah. We're good people.
They turn puppies into soda cans. Cyber puppies would be kind of awful. They would never grow up into cyber dogs.
Yeah, but they can train. It's easier to train them.
Okay. You gotta know basic though.
Yeah.
You have to code the behavior. So.
Yeah.
Or you have to do C++. Fuck that.
Well, this is the future. It's probably like C++.
Yeah, right?
Jesus.
TTP.
My turn, right?
Yes.
Well, Billy boy.
Uh-oh. We don't meet my...
You're gonna meet your clone.
Daddy?
Well.
No.
You're gonna meet your...
Maker?
Yeah. Well, no. You're gonna meet your original.
Oh. Your DNA base.
Yeah. Oh. Your DNA donator.
Okay.
Man, it's...
So, where do I live? Do I live in the lab?
No, corp housing.
Oh, okay.
They were
like a penthouse. I'm in
a different building.
They liquefied all my assets.
I'm like downtown.
Well, once you enter prison, your assets will belong to the company.
Yeah.
So I would imagine...
Maybe there's like there's a corporate dormitory.
Yeah, well, Meyer is part of the corporate like work release.
Yeah.
So upon his quote-unquote release from prison, his assets had been seized and liquefied by the corp. So they provide him housing, which is, of course, deducted from his paycheck.
Right.
And, his clothes for the job, which is deducted from his paycheck. And so, when he has to buy food, he can buy it from the corporate store. I mean, it's like 1800s capitalism again.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you live in the corporate dorm.
Mm-hmm.
So your room is probably like 12 by 10. There's a bed, a raised bed with a little desk under it, a chair, and a TV like on top of your dresser. Mm. It's a dorm room.
Like on my desk, I plug in my virtual reality and I start watching virtual reality TV.
And at that point in time, you hear a knock on the door.
No one ever knocks on my door.
Must have been a mistake.
Hello?
And you hear a knock on the door again.
Who is it?
I have a delivery.
I'm not expecting any deliveries.
Well, I need you to sign for it. Or at least sign just saying that you're denying the delivery.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
Hey, this is a very special present.
I'm confused, so... I'm like, what the hell? What are you talking about? I open the door.
I just walk right in, make him push you right down the chair.
Listen,
what is this? Where are you living? What is this?
It's my place. It's the greatest.
Everything I had.
What's the poster on the wall?
It's about the puppies.
It's just a poster. There's a picture of a cyber puppy clinging to a branch above a recycler. Yeah. Hang in there.
Hang in there. That's great. Oh my god.
It's not much. It's all I have right now. I'm trying to, get up. I have my poster. It's nice.
Oh, God, I sound like a wimp. What did they do to you? Well, me. You.
Yeah, me.
Yeah, what did they... What do you remember from the heist?
Heist? Well, how do you know about my... I guess maybe it's public knowledge?
Well, it would have been, probably.
Yeah.
You know who I am?
He's just grinning at you and he's just kind of glaring at you, and you can't really get a feel of how he's feeling.
He listen to my
it's speech. Like the captain from How I Met Your Mother. His mouth is smiling, but his eyes are angry.
If you hear my story, I wasn't the greatest person.
New Flash motions over to the wall behind his desk, and you can see that there's a whole collage of photo ops of him with various notables and
there was a heist gone wrong, and I was mixed up with the wrong crowd, they helped me up, they got me a job, the president.
What do you actually do there?
My job was the important task of cleaning the vents for the tanks of the people imprisoned.
You're the one that got everything.
He's the one who lived. The boy. The clone who lived.
Terry,
are you there after hours?
If I do overtime, yeah. I'm trying to save it for a puppy, so...
I have a really important job for you. Can you, you have access to the, to the prisoners? Well, the people in rehab?
I can talk. I talk to Bunny every once in a while.
I need you to get a message to Bunny for me.
Okay.
Really important.
I mean, they kind of restrict my access sometimes, but every once in a while...
Well, it's not going to be strictly on the books, on the record.
All right. Wait, I don't think so. I mean, I already got my bad review.
I will give you money for our... What are you looking for?
I'm looking for... I want a puppy.
I will give you money for your puppy.
I don't...
Well, you should say...
Wait, you want a puppy?
Old Flash reaches into his jacket and pulls out a stack of...
New cred.
Yeah, new cred. It's like neon pink, and it's all dirty, and some of it's a little bloody. And he just throws it on the desk.
No, but it's like plastic cards.
Okay.
So they just clatter everywhere. Listen.
As tempting as this may be, and it's pretty fucking tempting, but I'm
wearing a hat that's real low, so it's just like you can't really get.
Look, as you could tell, I'm trying to get better. I'm a new man. I'm trying to live.
Yeah, you're a new man, all right.
And
like that.
Listen, I'm trying to redeem myself from my.
I take off the hat and I glare at you and I'm like. Recognize me?
Nope. No, I think it would be better if Myra would go, no, and then you grab him and stand and just pull him in front of the mirror and stand shoulder.
Yeah, I was about to say, I was going to hold up a mirror next to my face and be like, now do you recognize me? Just pretend the smile isn't here and I have that dumb look on my face.
What the hell are you?
Well, I'm the original. You're my copy.
How do you know that?
Because I'm the one that got blown up, and you're sitting there all pretty.
Yeah, I got blown up too, and they fixed me.
No, they didn't fix you. They grew you.
How do I...
I mean, look back on your life. Look at all your memories. Do you think a little rehab could have fixed what we've gone through and what we've done?
I've worked hard to get where I am right now.
Is this like some like programming? I'm like looking through your hair to see if there's like, you know, a microchip.
How do I know you're actually me? How do you, and I mean, what if you're, you know, some type of back room plastic surgery look like me for some reason? Doing a shit job, by the way. Maybe you should take some of the credits and get some better stuff.
This is the best stuff I was able to get at the time. It prevented me from, but look, I need you to tell Bunny that Blitz is in. And I'm going to see her real soon.
Oh. Keep your money. Get out of here, please.
Really important that you get this message to her. It doesn't... You could even do it... You could even do it, not on the download. You could even do it straight up, like, during your regular visiting hours.
James, you established or you're resolving?
Establishing.
Okay,
so I'm going to...
Look, they screwed us. They screwed us bad. I died, they grew you, you got everything, and they gave you everything, and everything turned into this one little shithole. We used to have things. We used to be people.
I have something. I have a nice place. More than you, so keep that money. I'll talk to Bunny. Just get out of here. I have some thinking to do.
You know, I have a suggestion, if you guys don't mind me butting into your scene. So old Flash, laughing saint, gets us, you know, like, he just, he fills with rage, and then he gets his glimmer in his eye, and he goes, let's see if there's anything worthwhile left up there. And then he goes back, and he goes to, you know, like, punch you in the throat or something, and you know, immediately block it and counter it, and you guys
can I make a better suggestion?
Yeah.
You reach back with your metallic arm to punch him, and just before you swing, it's short. No, it shorts out, so you go to swing, and your arm just falls. It just, God damn it! Ah! You start smacking
it. And I beat the shit out of him and toss him out.
Because what I was thinking was, you know, that reactivates your, you know, if James was the muscle, he would probably have to have some kind of military training or something.
No, I still have it in my head. I just don't use it because...
I was just awakening that dormant
James
part of your...
you know, provoke that.
Listen,
so we have like a little scuffle where we just constantly counter and counter and counter.
And then, you know, maybe there's more of me up there than you thought.
I like it.
I like it. Door on. Just because I'm a better man doesn't mean I'm a pussy.
Oh, snap. Snickety, snickety, snap.
Snick like Wolverine pulls his claws out.
Snickety, snickety, snick.
All right, so it's my turn.
Oh, he has to get his thigh away.
James has to give his thigh away.
Oh, God.
Die away. Die away.
I don't want to die away.
No, too bad.
I don't want to kill my parents.
Too bad.
No.
Yep, I've seen the future. You murder your parents.
Wait, but didn't he like? Didn't he do that already?
Oh, right.
Remember? And then I made the Thanksgiving dinner out of them, and you ate it, and it was delicious. So now
it was really good.
Yeah.
That's the second reason why I turned cannibal.
Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, that's why you kept laughing whenever I asked for more dark meat.
Because my parents are black.
Was it cannibal?
Really? Your parents are black?
Yeah.
I never noticed.
I kind of thought one of them was. I didn't know both of them were.
Yeah.
No, I guess I always figured you were like an Oreo.
You realize, I'm just going to say, our listeners have no way of knowing whether or not Meyer is black.
Exactly. That's
except
for the leave
a few pictures that I think were put up on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. We've put pictures up.
We have our...
Because someone could easily establish that Meyer is not black.
Well, now they can.
Well, random off topic, but funny story. One of, our Xbox Live friends thought Will was black.
I was there for that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were there for that.
She's like, it took me the longest time to figure out Will wasn't black. We're like, what? Okay. All right, so I think for my scene, I'm going to establish it's, a day or two later, and I have set up a meeting with James. I'm going to say it's winter, just for the added effect. So we're outside on a street corner. We're, in an alley in the city that I've chosen because this is, one of the few dead spots in security cameras. And I'm standing there, in a jacket, shivering, and smoking a cigarette, waiting for James to show up. Goddamn corpse can't even be on time. He's probably late to his own goddamn funeral.
I was.
If you would have had one. It's about frickin' time.
Yeah, I noticed that I didn't have a funeral. That's what made me dig around and found out that I had a clone.
Look, that wasn't how it was supposed to go down. I'm gonna retcon and say that the explosion was an accident.
Okay.
Or they were supposed to tase me, but they missed and they hit the barrel and it exploded. And
it exploded. Yeah, that makes sense.
You and Bunny were both supposed to just get arrested. And instead
you threw acid in my face.
I didn't throw acid. The drone misfired, and it hit the vat and blew up. I'm sorry.
You couldn't.
I didn't get to apologize because there's a fucking clone running around with your face.
And you cut off the radio and said goodbye, buddy.
Well, I figured you were going away. They'd rehabilitate you. I don't know, man. It was confusing.
You couldn't have chosen, a coffee shop or an abandoned warehouse. The cold really sucks on all these implants.
Yeah, I know, but this is the one spot where there's no cam coverage.
Can't you do your magic mojo and cut the feed?
They would notice if security cameras started dropping down around the city. Then they would send CorpSec to come and investigate. That's why you pick dead spots. What were you doing for the last 2 years, man? This is 101.
I've been being put back together.
Yeah.
Slowly. And doing small jobs to have some living money.
Yeah, well,
food's not free, you know. And too proud to dumpster dive. Despite what this arm looks like.
Yeah, well, that arm looks like they dragged it off a Soviet dog and sewed it onto you.
Yeah, it might have been. It smells like wet dog every now and then.
All right. So what is this job you want me to help you with?
He dragged enough Soviet dog before he threw it in the recycling.
That's what it says in acrylic. Make 100% recycled puppies. The only part of this I can freaking understand is 100%.
During the heist, before things went, haywire and black when I was dragging my body out of there.
Yeah.
I had to go through some of the ventilation system, and I came across something very, very interesting in the lower departments.
And what would that be?
They're making a girl.
What?
They're making a girl that has this innate ability to move things, read thoughts.
This is about a girl. I can get you a girl. You want a meat puppet, man. I can get you that easy.
No.
She won't even know. Be yours forever. We can encode her to be yours. So that's what you want.
No. It's not what I want. They're making a super soldier type girl.
What are you going to do with a super soldier type
girl? That's not what I'm going to do with her. We're going to expose what this company's doing to the world.
It's probably some kind of military contract.
Nope. It's private use. Believe me, I sat there bleeding out inside that vent for a while.
So Kronos is making some Supergirl for what?
Don't know. All I know is that they have her, and they love her, they cherish her. I want her. Think about it. They lose their biggest secret pet project, and then all of a sudden it's out in the world, and then they have to admit to all this secret underground stuff that they've been doing, and maybe get a lot of their files on public record and find out that their rehabilitated me is a clone?
Public record? Man, they're not going to give up their files. The corps run everything. All the news outlets in town are owned by Kronos. What do you think this is, man?
The government just ceded its last powers over to the corp board of executives.
The corps have territoriality.
They can control what the media puts up, but they can't control it if we put it out there to the public.
The information wants to be free,
man. I mean, if we get it up on the net, it'd be hard-pressed to get it down, but... So why do you need the girl for? We could just steal the files.
Because if they keep her, they get to use her, and regardless if people know about it, but if she's out and free...
Great, so you want me to help you release some sort of experimental super soldier to do nothing?
Cause mayhem, destruction, I don't know what the hell she's going to do. I just know they have her...
And what if she wants to knit and bake cookies?
That's fine, as long as the company doesn't have her anymore. That's like their treasure, man. If they don't have it...
So you don't want it, you just want to make sure no one else can have it.
I'd
want
to make sure they can't have it.
What do you think Cupid is going to do with a psionic super soldier?
Look, do you want to just make her free? Or do you want to make some bank, make some cred off this?
Both are fine for me. My stupid clone that they made this... Oh, man, what did they do to me, man?
I'm sorry, that... You don't know how hard it is to look at that thing every day.
It's like a husk of me.
It's like a, yeah. Well, look, we could...
No one likes me.
Don't worry.
As far as I know, you're walking around, you're my dead friend. Look, we could just try to set her free, or we could sell her to another corp.
That's fine, as long as Kronos doesn't have her. It's their pride and joy.
I don't want to take it from them.
I want it to be known that they made her, and I don't want them to have custody of her.
Alright, I've never even heard of this project. What level were you on when you saw her?
I don't know, I got exploded off a balcony and I fell a few flights.
Alright, I'll look into it. I don't have access to everything, though, so it might take a little time.
Yeah, I can imagine why they wouldn't trust you.
Yeah, haha. At least I'm not cleaning out the vats that are full of semi-dead people.
Hey, I take some offense to that, because that is kind of technically me.
No. Technically and legally and in pretty much every sort of way. You don't exist anymore, man.
On paper, I do. But
not really.
As me, as a copy. You know what? I'm not getting into the logistics of this. It's just way too much to think about right now. But right now, my main concern is getting the girl out and getting it known that that's not me that they rehabilitated. Fine. Their methods and their strategies aren't as grand and wonderful as they think it is.
Fine. But... We're going to have to be careful, because if Cupid finds out...
Cupid, that bastard.
Stupid. He will kill us both. And your clone. And Bunny.
Well, yeah. Well, we got to get Bunny out.
Yeah, we do. I've been trying for 2 years.
Have you seen her?
Yeah.
How's she doing?
Not well.
Last I heard that she's gone a bit insane in there.
Well, she's been in there for... Probably about 120 years now, subjective time.
Then again, I can't say we're all the picture of perfect mental health.
Some of us more than others.
My outsides reflect my inner workings.
Nice. Well, you go that way. I'm going to wait 10 minutes and then go that way.
Sounds fair. He puts tilts his hat down, puffs up his jacket, pops the collar. Wait, no. He can't really pop the collar, really, with a grappling hook hand. So.
I mean, it has fingers.
Yeah, well, yeah, but you just don't have the same effect when you got a claw doing it.
No, you don't, but you have to make do with what you got.
So what if it actually is, like, a cybernetic hand, but when it turns into a grappling hook, all the all the fingers like splay out at an impossible angle.
I'm kind of thinking it just shoots a hand attached to a rope that grabs stuff.
It's not even like, you know, good cable. It's just like, you know, rusted. It squeaks every time it launches at, and it goes.
Sometimes it doesn't come back in all the way. You have to kind of like push it and get it back.
Pull on the reel inside.
Right, and as he walks away, Hardliner lights another cigarette.
Sometimes when he's walking, it just kind of dangles there.
The future is an e-cigarette.
Oh, no, he can afford real cigarettes.
Oh, those are...
Okay, we got a badass over here.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money for those guys.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to give my black dye to my partner, James.
Man, I'm getting some colorful dye.
Partner in crime and life.
Wow.
Always.
All right.
Can I be the big spoon tonight?
No.
Alex is the dumb.
James the power.
Yeah.
Top and bottom. All right, so I'm going to establish... let's see. In the cyber prison... They have quote-unquote cells where they spend their...
quote-unquote free time.
No, they're off-cycles. So basically their own, like... Maybe like 10 by 10 blank, you know, virtual reality room. And... There is a purple force field over the gap in the green wall, and you see one of the cubes leading, what is her name, Alana?
Yeah.
The other prisoner, back into her cell next door. And then the purple force field shoots over the gap in Alana's cell, and the cube floats away.
Alana just walks in and sits down on her cot.
How was the hole, Alana?
I'm trying to figure if she should be totally zombied out.
Yeah, that's enough. Like, she's just, like, just blank-faced staring at the wall.
While you were cooling your heels in solitary.
In the dark side of the net.
I think I managed to crack through another layer of the ice keeping us in this place.
She doesn't even react.
That's great.
You're not supposed to touch the ice.
No, you're not. You're not supposed to touch the ice. But I can see it. I can see the network node, almost.
You're not supposed to touch the ice.
But listen, Alana, I'm really sorry that I had to throw you under the bus. Sometimes you have to do things you wouldn't ordinarily do in order to...
Yes. I used to ride a bus.
But don't worry, Alana. I'm going to get us out of here. We can... Once we reach the net, we can go anywhere we want. We're not confined to the meat anymore.
Meat. What is meat?
It's delicious. Tastes like chicken.
It doesn't matter anymore. Bunny walks over to Alana and like takes her blank face. In her hands, and then just like kisses her very deeply.
Aww.
Alana just
doesn't react at all.
Yeah. You're not supposed to touch the
Sold
ice.
Sold out your girlfriend.
It's her prison, bitch. All right.
I'm gonna get us out of here, and she just starts.
When you pull Alana goes, prisoners aren't supposed to touch. I should tell the guard. She tries to stand up.
But you won't, and she pushes, Bunny pushes Alana back down.
But you're not supposed to touch the prisoners, and you're not supposed to touch the ice.
Bunny says to Alana, I think with another day or two I might be able to access the corporate files. I might be able to, we can get out into the intranet, and then to the nets at large. Think about it.
About this time, a guard comes by, and I'm going to say knocks on the bars.
Well, the force field.
Yeah, yeah. 8-4, when he says your prison number.
Yes, sir.
You have a visitor. And he escorts you to the the visiting room. It's set up just like, you know, there's a table with two phones, but instead there's just like a shimmering purple force field.
Okay.
What was everyone to say again? What was your message?
Oh, Blitz is in, and I'll see her soon.
Oh, okay.
The force field shimmers. Just because it's. I'm gonna. Oh, what if the phones that you're using are just like neon polygonal constructs? like they're not even phones. They're just like neon, like hot, weird, like Tron 3D things.
Ooh, what if, how about this? I just see, like, a screen, since he's a low-level employee.
Oh, he can't actually come in.
He can't actually come into the VR.
Okay.
So I pick up the phone, and I say to him, hello, Flash. And
so it's like a video chat.
We cut to outside, and it's just a, green text on a black screen. Hello, Flash.
How you doing, Bunny? You doing okay in there?
Yes, I'm quite well. How are you?
Oh, you know, I'm all right. Making sure to take care of your tank so it's nice and clean and running smoothly.
Yes. How is my body doing?
You're looking good as always. As beautiful as ever.
She, in the cyber world, she starts to glitch laugh in a very uncomfortable kind of way, and it cuts back outside, and it just says, ha ha ha.
No, LOL.
LOL. Why have you come to see me today?
Well, you know, I come to see you every once in a while, check in with you. I haven't done it in a while. I've been kind of busy. But I got a visitor yesterday. Really strange, honestly.
Oh? Tell me about them.
Well, he was me, I think. More side... Genetic me, half my body was, you know, robotic. He said he was like Prime, and he said I was a clone. It's really weird. I'm the only person I can kind of trust right now.
Oh, you were a clone then?
I don't know. Maybe.
And Flash survived. How unfortunate for him.
I guess I'm not sure if I'm a clone. I'm not sure if he's crazy or what. I don't know. I came here because
a little from column A.
Yeah. I came here because he had a message for you and just wanted to let you, you know. You're in there, and I feel bad for you, that, you know...
Oh, one moment. One moment, Flash.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say that, Tech turns, the guard cube is still hovering over her shoulder.
Yeah.
She turns and plunges her fist into it.
Oh, God.
And the cube begins to contort and writhe, and then it breaks apart into zeros and ones and
code.
Just, into code and just disperses.
Yeah.
Now, tell me, did your prime have a message for me?
He did. I don't know. He looks like he has some sort of plan. He said he's gonna maybe get you out. He said that Blitz is in, and he'll see you soon.
Blitz? We never found out what happened to Blitz.
Blitz? Oh, I know. Do I know?
Blitz? You probably. I would say you probably don't.
Okay.
They probably erased that part.
Okay.
You only knew Blitz through his call name. Through yeah. His call.
You know. You know Blitz was on your team, but you right. don't know it was me.
So I mean,
is Blitz got away?
I guess so. I mean, I don't know, man. I mean,
he's finally coming back for us.
Well, you guys. I'm not sure about me. I'm a clone. I don't even know what to think right now, honestly. I mean, my if he is my prime, he doesn't give a shit about me anyway. He thought I was a pussy, so...
Well, you tell Blitz that I'm almost through the layer of ice that's keeping me confined here. And once I get out, I will be transcendent.
Oh, God.
Okay.
And he need not worry about anything.
This is fucking weird. What am I getting?
The word transcendent blinks.
Yeah. What the fuck am I getting?
I've never done that before.
Well, okay.
Does it come up like all wavy, like transcendent, yes. And it comes all wavy?
Imagination.
You want to talk about anything else, I guess?
Transcendental.
Or do you want to just, you know, want to talk about how life is? Or you want to just do your thing and I'll do my thing?
Oh. Life in here has been most troublesome.
I think that's just life in general, to be honest.
Yes. I agree. Which is one of the reasons why I've transcended the flesh.
I'm glad to hear that you're doing okay in there. I'll talk to you soon. I'll keep you... Make sure your body is in pristine condition when you come back. And I guess I'll...
Oh, I won't be needing my body.
Yes, exactly. Oh, I won't be needing that old thing anymore.
Well, just in case, I guess.
Always good to have a backup plan.
Exactly. Who knows? Maybe they'll clone you, I guess. So, I guess, goodbye?
Yes, goodbye for now.
Okay.
There's a little, you know, greater than three sign.
Yep.
Aww.
Well, at least somebody likes me.
Yeah. That ended well for Ryan.
It did, because I've got my ally has survived, and I know this now.
Yep.
And I'm getting the hell out of here. All right.
With or without your body.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know that part's negotiable.
We've all been really nice to each other, James.
Oh. Ryan's, two black ones. Ryan's a bastard.
Oh. That's ow. Fine.
Ow.
He's a bastard in a basket.
I figure I don't really have much to
live. Bastard in a basket.
I figured it's okay if it ends badly for my character, because you know what? He's
we're all kind of bad people here.
Not yeah. me.
It's not that
not
I'm
you.
It's not that I'm a bad person. It's just that
they
bad things have happened.
I'm a nice guy.
Well, I went crazy. Yeah. I'm just, you know. This is what happens when you upload someone and then imprison them for 120 years subjective time and cause them horrible pain every time they think violent thoughts.
Who ever thought that could end poorly?
Yeah, I know. I know.
How about in this... I'm thinking about I'll establish, maybe.
Ooh.
I'm like the last... until the turn...
Yeah, this is the before the tilt, yeah.
So maybe I'm going to do my own investigating about...
Put in some overtime and go through, like, files and...
Yeah, or go to some restricted sections and stuff and look around. I'm gonna try to get behind in the real... Get some... Because I'm like, I have no idea who the fucking trust.
No.
So I'm going to do my own investigating right now and see what the fuck is going on. Or should it be this to be the scene about my? No, maybe I'll do that to the speech we made like the second. I don't like my speech.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I was kind of setting up the corporate banquet as like a climax.
So. Yeah. So I'll start doing my I'll establish, or maybe I'm doing investigating, and I'll maybe go into like restricted sections and.
Okay.
So you've got your little janitor's jumpsuit and your.
I got to pee.
Yeah.
You're pushing along like a mopping bucket or...
Yep. We have, I guess, maybe I'll meet the psychic girl.
All right, so you're pushing your mopping bucket along. Everybody is just sort of ignoring you. There are there are scientists in lab coats.
That's the one thing about being a janitor is that none of the workers pay you no mind.
Cause they have no idea if you're supposed to be there or not. Yeah. You're cleaning up.
As long as you make it look like you're doing something, they're not going to question you.
Yeah.
If anyone says, oh, there was a spill here, or, you know, I'm on schedule to clean here.
Yep.
You see a door that says... restricted area, authorized employees only.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good place to start. I put my key in and see if it works.
It does not.
Yeah. Alright, well, it's a good thing.
About one at a time, somebody walks out to go,
What if you you remember that you did that whole violence thing with memory?
That's what
you,
I'm saying.
You were the actual infiltrator, so maybe like you take your key card and you're like,
exactly. I'm like, all right, well,
you do like a Nazi.
I start remembering how to do my hacking shit. So I come in, I'm like, all right, my key card, I'm gonna hack in.
Yeah, you pull the keypad off and you start crossing wires and shit.
Okay, time to see what's behind door number one.
Maybe it's archived foot. Oh, okay. You find the girl.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think that would be a good time.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So you walk through the door. There's like an airlock almost, and you find yourself in a room with walls painted the color of sky, and there are little puffy white clouds painted. Mm-hmm. The baseboard. There's like the alphabet running along the wainscoting of the wall.
This is like a daycare for what the. Heck is going on? Hello, I'm just a janitor, just cleaning up.
You're here for answers.
Lying down.
There's a girl sitting in the middle of a room. It looks like a child's bedroom.
Oh.
There's a pile of stuffed animals and dolls, and we can see a close up of her. She's playing with blocks, and she has spelled out the word flash with letter blocks.
Hi. My name's Terry. I didn't know you. I didn't see you. What are you? Do you live here? You have a mom and dad maybe works here? You're just...
This is my home.
You live here? Okay, well, my name's...
You want to know if you're a clone or not?
How the hell do you know that?
She's not looking at you at all, by the way. She's just sitting there and stacking her blocks.
Can we just say she stacked? When you look at the stack, she places a block on top, and you see it just spells out YES.
I like it.
Now, are we giving her, like, you know, she doesn't have to touch the blocks, or are we just giving it her? She's just straight up psychic, or, you know.
She's also telekinetic.
Yeah.
Well, we can leave that, you know. Maybe there's a, you can see there's a block a little distance away from her, and she reaches out for it and it just comes to her hand.
What's your name?
You'll eventually get the puppy.
Oh, thank you.
It's a noble cause to want to save them.
And she's prescient.
Okay. Oh, well, what's your name?
Oh, we should do that.
Yeah. Abigail?
Oh, no, we had... It's,
Oh, you had number three.
Number three. Well, how do they refer to her?
Number three.
Three.
Yeah. I mean, I would imagine from a corporate standpoint...
Yeah, she's just
they'd
three.
Want to dehumanize her so that way the scientists don't grow attached. So she is number three.
She's just number three.
I'm number three.
Number three. I see. So there's number one and two somewhere, and...
No,
they didn't. No, they didn't make it.
Is there any four plus? Are you the only one?
I'm the one that survived.
That's terrible. That's horrible. And that's
that's terrible. It's horrible. I'm sorry.
So, your name is three.
Number three.
That's
just three would be silly.
Just three would mean I only have one name, and like everyone else, I should have two.
Well, you should actually have an actual name, not number three.
Number three is my name.
Do you like that name?
You're what was given to me.
Okay.
You don't seem to like it or are comfortable with that.
That's because it's very dehumanizing.
I wondered if I am human.
You're definitely human.
I can do things humans cannot.
Well,
which scares you.
I'm not scared. I feel terrible of your situation. Maybe a little terrified.
You're also a bad liar.
You're not good with lying like your original.
Well, it's because I'm not my original. I just look. I look like him. Just because we look the same, and I'm from him, doesn't mean I'm the same.
And sounds the same. We have the same DNA, the same memories.
You were just programmed differently.
Ooh, I got it. Okay, so three stands up. I'm picturing like a little girl about 5-6 years old. She's got like strawberry blonde hair. She walks over to you. And she like motions you to come down closer, and she goes, "I can help."
Oh!
And then she touches your head.
Okay.
And you get a flash of, the explosion, and you see the arm go flying off. You see Qubit, with the arm. He passes it off to the lab techs. You get a flash of. The real Flash,
yeah.
Bleeding in the vent, and he crawls his way out.
Uh-huh.
You can see him. You can see him passed out in someone's kitchen with a tray, you know, like a intubation tube down his throat, and the person is attaching this. You know, leftover Soviet military, surplus arm, and then you hear
people in the background. What do you mean we don't have any more spare parts? Just dig through the dumpster and get me something.
You see,
I've got to put something there.
You see a lab tech and just watching cells divide, and you see yourself. You know, in one of the vats in the lab where you work.
Son of a bitch, I'm a clone. And Blitz is Hatfield.
Hardline.
Hardline, fucking Blitz.
Oh yeah, you get that.
I think the last thing should be you hear Hardline's voice saying, "Sorry, buddy," and then kaboosh.
Yeah, yeah. Like you just said, like. From behind him.
Hardline. Oh yeah, and then Maya, you just get.
I like it.
All right.
That ended.
I would say badly.
Bad because he got clinked. You got your past back, and you got your memories back. You are a clone.
Yeah.
You found out, and you also got knocked out. So yeah, that pretty much ended badly for you.
I have to give it away.
Fuck you, Hardline.
All right, now we roll for the tilt.
Yep. One black.
Four black.
I...
Two black.
Oh. All right, so it's Meyer and I.
With two white, our old goop snake eyes.
What a...
roll again.
Yes. That's... You want to roll the black dice?
A little better.
Yeah.
All right. You got ones, twos.
Do I kind of know what the plan is then? Two? What he's...
No.
Oh, okay.
That was after.
Yeah, yeah.
I imagine, like, as James crawled by, she probably, like a sponge, like, soaked him up and just gave those memories back to you.
Mm-hmm. I got the memories of him also getting his arm back and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she's psychic, so she just showed him what happened.
So, we'll leave that up to you, whether or not.
How much you know and understand.
Yeah.
Maybe I know it's something about the girl.
Yeah.
I have no idea what...
I was originally going to say, like, I was going to have her say, like, I'll be living with you soon with the puppy, mm-hmm. but right. I didn't want to make it seem like... I didn't want to give it a definite ending where...
Well, he's coming to rescue me. I don't know how it's going to go.
But I was originally going to be like, well, she lives with the clone because he's doing better and they have a puppy and, you know, I was...
Better? Well, yeah. Okay, yeah, better, relative.
He's got a job. He's a public face.
Okay.
I'm tilt. Disfigured.
He's a public face, you have half a face.
Yeah.
I can't see the future standing in my own shadow.
I'll take a 4 for guilt.
All right.
Boom, 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 boom.
What would you do if I just take this and shoved it into my eye? But, like, it just kept going all the way into my skull. And then
are you screaming in pain?
No. Like, I just get swallowed, and I open my eye, and my eye's just there.
Pulled it out of.
No.
I'd be shocked. What the hell? What happened?
All right.
I'm taking it to tragedy.
You just put a bottle in through your eye.
Yeah.
And now your eye's back. Where's the bottle? How?
I'd be waiting for, like, you know how they do that pencil trick where they make it look like they stick it in and then they pull it out of their nose or their mouth?
It's gone. I don't know where they go.
How the hell do you know how to do that? What are you?
I don't know. I fell one day and I hit something on my eye.
You should see a doctor. Honestly, that's...
Why? My eye's fine.
Because you can shove bottles into your face.
Not just bottles.
No. We're going to an x-ray technician. I'm going to shove something in your face, and then we're going to get an x-ray to see if it's still in there.
Oh, no, it's not in there. It's definitely not in there. I just don't know where they go. I mean, the portal opens, and I hear the screams, and then it goes away.
I'm going to stick my head in your eye.
You probably don't want to do that. For multiple reasons.
I have my video camera in the car. I will stick that in there.
I'm pretty sure it's a one-way trip.
Not if I hold on to it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's a one-way trip. Nothing's ever come out of my eye.
Even if you held on to it and just put it in halfway and pulled it back out?
Wait a second. Just kind of putting shit in your eye?
Yeah.
Stuff has been popping out of my eye fucking constantly.
That's what the screams were. Yeah. Ryan.
Or whoever Ryan was with at the time.
It's terrifying.
It's like he said they're eating dinner with Allie. All of a sudden, like, a bottle just flies out of his eye. It's been happening so often, she's just kind of used to it now. Where it's just like,
it's
all
just
right.
A pile of stuff in the corner of Ryan's room.
Just get the random stuff.
There's my Gilmore Girls DVDs.
How about two? Somebody for tragedy. Someone's life has changed forever in a bad way.
Okay, I'm gonna write that down.
Yeah.
Let's see. Right. 4.
Yeah. Go.
You have 1, 2, 3, 5, 6.
Nice. In that case, I'm going to pick 2. Betrayed by friends.
Again?
So.
Yeah, I think Blitz is still, you know, he's not quite on board with this.
I'm thinking, my thinking for Blitz, this is what I was thinking, like, he knows that Bunny trying to bust out would be bad. Because my thinking is... This is experimental cyber prison. So anything you do to break out, they're recording. So that way they can get rid of all those security flaws. So there is no server that you're going to. It's all just fake.
More part of the prison.
Yeah. Like, this is an air-gapped prison. Like, there is no corporate server for you to get on.
Okay.
So once they see that you've figured out how to get out, they'll probably just delete your program or reset you.
Right.
And then have it
they'll
go
add
again.
Another couple of centuries onto my right. sentence.
So Hardline would know that's bad. You can't do that, because then you're never going to get out. That's what I was thinking. What?
So I just look at my text we got, because, you know, it's at the break right now. Well, it's not the podcast, but... Shara was like, she was asking if we want to chill tomorrow, and then she's like, oh, maybe we should have a good name at Myers. So she's
inviting everybody
at my house, at my place.
All right, yeah, I can go to Myers.
Yeah, let's do it.
She's got a plan at my place.
I can come to your house tomorrow.
Yeah, I can come to your house tomorrow.
Yeah.
Could you?
Yeah, well, I'm opening, so I'm free tomorrow night. Yeah.
Okay, well, that works. That works for me. Okay, right, cool.
She's inviting people to my... Sure.
All right.
Shara Diamond.
Don't say her name on the podcast.
Shara Boom. That makes it better.
Yeah. No one will be able to figure it out now from what you said like 20 seconds before that.
It's like when Ed said your screen name.
Like your email address.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's okay. I don't know what our screen names
are. So many listeners are asking what those chimes are. It's probably Ryan's.
Yeah, that's us getting text messages. Yeah,
I turned my phone off because my battery's almost dead.
All right. Because I'm rude.
Do we want to drive in reverse, or do we want to keep going?
It adds ambiance. I don't give a shit.
Well, if we drive in reverse, you're starting.
I don't give a
No, James
shit.
Is starting.
No, James was
Oh, left. No, James did start, right, yeah.
It'd be me again.
So I guess it would be Meyer waking up wherever... New Flash waking up.
Terry. Because it's Terra Flash. I go by Terry.
Right.
Maybe it's... I don't know.
You could always resolve if you don't have an idea.
I'm going to go good, because then that way it's going to be... Yeah, one bad.
All right, well, I'm thinking... he wakes up strapped to a table, and you can hear, there's machines running around you, but you could hear the click of expensive heels on the floor.
Oh, we're going to have to do a wipe.
And there's, as you come to, you hear voices talking, and you can't make out what they're saying. It's just all, as you come back into focus.
And we should probably take care of this problem.
No, he's waking up.
We have vitals. Miss Diamond coming back.
Hey, gentlemen, how's your life? How's it going?
A man in glasses and a lab coat leans over you, and there's a bright light above you, and he blocks it. And you see, he just grabs your head and like takes one of those things, just holds your eyes open, and looks.
You gave him a concussion.
Just a mild one. Just a mild concussion. He'll be all right.
Oh, thanks. So, how's this gonna go?
You were caught trespassing in a restricted area.
Well, I mean, technically, I'm most degenerate.
There was very clear signage.
Oh. I'm sorry, I was going through a crisis in my life, finding out you're a clone and everything like that.
Yes.
Especially when your prime comes to your house.
God damn it. You revealed that I'm not dead.
Oh, betrayed by friends.
Yeah. I don't give a shit.
That didn't take long.
Yep.
Maybe I won't say that then.
No, it's fine. Go with it. I mean, they don't know where he is.
Yeah.
Your prime.
Yeah, I'm with that guy. Part me, part robot, all asshole.
No, Mr. Flash is alive.
That's what I was gonna say.
Yeah. Huh? It's appropriate.
And you seem to have slipped your memory blocks.
Sir, we We didn't even program those memories into him. There's no way he could have gotten past the blocks.
It was three.
Yeah, three. Nice girl. A little weird, but nice. Sweet. She actually gave her actual name besides three. It's kind of rude.
Oh, you see her as a little girl, too?
Yeah.
She does like that form.
It's a very comforting psychic projection.
No, okay. Was she actually, then?
None of us really know.
Ah. That's fun.
The reason you were able to slip by, the surveillance doesn't really work around her.
It's a... What? You have dummy cameras for a multi-billion-dollar company?
Mr. Flash, if three wanted to be elsewhere, she would be. But she believes in Cronus Biochem.
Okay.
We have raised her very carefully.
Okay. Okay. So I'm not really worried about three right now. I'm kind of strapped to a chair right now. A mild concussion, as you said.
Well, we have a benefit that I am hosting in 18 hours now.
Yes,
and
present.
You are the guest of honor.
I didn't know you were the president, okay.
Yeah, it's President Cubit.
Okay. Yeah, President Cubit.
And it's Blitz.
I'm
he's playing.
I'm not there. No, I'm playing Doctor.
Okay. Well, I'm supposed to do a speech, right?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Unless it's gonna be, is it gonna be me, or is it gonna be a clone of me, or a clone of the other ass?
We don't have time to age and force grow a clone to grow and force age a clone in 18 hours. We haven't perfected the tech that well yet.
Mm-hmm.
We're just gonna fiddle around with your memories, Mr. Flash.
I don't think you want to do that.
Why not?
Because I know what my prime wants to do. He has a plan. I know it. And if you mess with my mind, I might forget it.
Yes, the original Terra Flash out there.
Yeah, he's not
back from the dead.
He's not happy.
No, I imagine he wouldn't be. Very well, Terry. If you want to talk deal, you tell us what you know.
I'm not an idiot. Unstrap me first. Get me out of this place.
You heard the man.
Sir, the original Terra Flash was quite skilled in hand-to-hand combat. I'm not sure that unstrapping his clone would be the...
Yeah, I'm also a kick-ass person, I know. I'm not gonna fucking punch you in the face. I just wanna live.
I think Mr. Flash has more than enough motivation to remain calm.
The doctor hesitates for a second. Yes, sir. And
don't worry.
Unstraps him from the table,
don't
chair,
worry.
Whatever.
One thing you guys did right was you made me not an asshole. I'm a guy who likes puppies and cares for little kids like a kids.
Now then, tell us all about your original self.
Is that where the...
Yeah.
I think that's a good place to end.
That's a good
word.
Yeah. So we don't know exactly what you're telling them, whether it's right or wrong.
Yeah.
Or, yep. It's like it fades out to the next scene.
Speaking of the next scene, I think that it should be Tech Bunny, quote-unquote, breaking out of cyber prison.
Okay. Dude, I mean, are you okay with that idea? The whole
no, process? I like that. The whole thing is a setup.
Yeah.
They're using me to test their system.
Yeah.
Maybe Alana's not even a real person.
Maybe, yeah.
Or maybe, you know...
She could be one of those brilliant minds as well.
She could, yeah.
I figure it's not just you. There's a few people,
right? But. They took all of the hackers and tech people who tried to break into their system over the years, uploaded them and stuck them in an air gapped server to see where the weak points are.
Yep. So I'm gonna say you're breaking out. So what are you doing?
The way I picture it is, like, we're literally tunneling through the wall so you can see the squared-off, shitty render. And then there's a smaller...
Then a block disappears. It's like Minecraft here.
Okay, yeah. I'm picturing maybe... Maybe I've got, like, some low-res drill probe set up, and it's tunneling through. But you can see, like, the, you know, consecutive layers of ice that are one by one disappearing. Yeah. And it's just an impossibly long corridor through a wall that just seems to never end. And Bunny is sitting there watching, and she's got Alana's hand clasped in hers, and she goes... We're almost through, Alana. We're almost through. We'll be out on the open net soon.
Mustn't touch the ice.
No, mustn't touch the ice.
So it cuts to Hardline's office, and he's sitting at his desk, looking at reports, and all of a sudden a light starts blinking on his desk. I'm assuming he has like some holographic future. So like a light starts blinking. And he puts his report down and waves his hand, and a display pops up with, you know, what's going on in the prison, and it says, you know, breakout in progress.
Right.
And he clicks it, and a camera view comes up, and it's, he looks at it, and he sees, you know, Bunny and Alana sitting there with the probe, and goes, oh, shit.
We're about to breach the final wall.
Hardline just starts, he quickly just... Takes the plug from the back of his head and jacks it into his desk, and bypasses security filters. And all of a sudden, Cyber Blitz in his old school cyber jockey avatar, which is like he's like wearing like. I'm just going to go for it. He's wearing a leather jacket with the spikes on it.
Yeah.
Torn up jeans. He's got like a computer mounted on his arm. And he just rests in. Bunny!
Blitz!
Bunny, you've got to stop. Stop the drill program. It's a trap. Just stop the program.
She waves her. I'm gonna say that she doesn't. Because she's very confused. Because the only way for you to be here is if you jacked in from the company server.
Yeah.
But the probe hasn't broken through the ice yet. The only way you could be here is if you're.
Buddy, listen to me. There's no server out there. The prison is air gapped. It's a trap to test. This is a prototype. This is the beta. They're using you to test all the insecurities in their system.
No. No!
At that moment...
She looks over, the ice breaks, the last wall, and the probe dissolves, and two security programs that are shaped like polygonal red skulls start flying down the corridor made by the probe at them. No! 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 They can't! No!
Cyber Blitz steps in front of it, and he hits something on his cyber deck, and just a blast goes out. He uses, like, his admin override, basically, and obliterates the two red skulls. Bunny, we gotta go. Fuck! We gotta go.
That was an admin override you just did.
Yeah, it's a long story.
You did this. No, you did this to me.
I did it. It wasn't supposed to be like this.
You did. She starts screaming and glitching. And I'm going to say the same thing happens to her that happened to Alana before. She just de-rezzes. And a little notice pops up in your entoptic view that just says, Prisoner Ishibashi transferred to Darknet.
Oof.
That's bad. Fuck.
Bad.
And then Drex jacks out. Oh. And Alana's just sitting there on the bed, completely motionless.
Completely zombified.
Yeah.
Mustn't touch the ice. I love it.
Yeah, that ended badly for you. All right, so I'm gonna pick up right with Cyber Blitz in his office, getting dumped back into meat space. Not dumped back, but just sort of like hard jacking out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's got.
You sort of said, "Fuck!"
Yeah, because now he's not. I'm assuming he's not supposed to jack straight in.
No, probably
so
not.
There is a he's. That's gonna be bad for him. And Alana is in the darknet, which...
Tech Bunny's
in the darknet, which... Yeah, I don't even know what that is. I know what the darknet is,
but... It's their prisoner isolation network, yeah. I guess, you know.
It's where all the bad stuff that you find on the internet hides.
Yeah.
She's in virtual 4chan.
Oh, God. Oh, my God, no. No one deserves that.
It's like virtual two girls, one cup.
Which would be on 4chan. And then worse things.
Yeah. You ever do Reddit 50-50?
No.
I've done it.
And?
And sometimes it gets 50-50. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's terrible.
Every once in a while, I'll be on WTF. I'll just be like, no. So then I have to go to awe and just... wash my brain out.
Yeah.
Anytime you're feeling bad, r/awe,
yeah.
Just pictures of puppies and kittens. And it's like, oh, everything's okay in the world because puppies and kittens exist. Mm-hmm. All right.
There's a klaxon going and like a flashing light, and the lab is going crazy because there's been a containment breach. And
so So Hardline pulls up the keyboard and just starts furiously typing on the holographic keyboard, covering up his tracks. And he takes a few minutes and manages to delete the backtrace to his
terminal.
But it's still obvious that someone broke into their cyber prison.
Right.
Put it into someone else's terminal.
So, well, yeah, maybe. No, I'm going to say there's no time for that. But because the jig's up,
yeah.
So he comes out and goes to the. What the hell is going on out here?
One of the lab techs goes, "Oh, sir, one of the prisoners has breached the containment."
That's impossible.
Yes. Well, theoretically it should be, but apparently you're the. Mr. Cubit's protocol was successful. We found a weak point in the system.
And what happened to the prisoner?
Oh, she's been transferred to Darknet. I've deactivated her program.
So where is her program now?
It's in storage.
All right. What are these alarms for? The internal breach?
Well, it was one of the whole purposes of the system. We, you know, we wanted to track, see if there were any weak points. There is some... The tech... taps on his invisible keyboard and goes, there is some very strange activity that happened just before the breach.
What kind of activity?
It looks like we have an unauthorized entry from one of the corporate terminals. Can't track it down, though.
All right.
Whoever did this is good.
First thing, shut off that fucking alarm. Then, get that prison back up and running. No one else should be able to breach that hole. Then we'll start worrying about any internal security breaches we have.
Right. The klaxon dies, The tech walks off and starts giving, you know, shouting orders at people. I want to see all the logs from...
So I'm going to say Hardliner walks over to the bank of... The server bank to the storage area. And when no one's looking, he pulls out, like, a little USB drive and plugs it in and hits a few buttons and downloads Bunny onto the USB. And then just shuts it down and pockets it back up. Pockets it. All right. I'm going to go see how they're doing in the lab. The body bank. As soon as you figure out what's going on, I want a full report.
You got it, sir.
And so he walks off to the lab, to the body bank. Should we end the scene or should we keep going?
I feel like we can make this even more tense. As you're walking, you hear that the sound of the loafers on the tile, and it falls into step with you, and the camera pans over, and you see President Cubitt.
Ah, President Cubitt, sir.
Everything all right? Everything all right, Mr. Hardline?
Oh, yes, sir. It seems that your idea to air gap the prison and run it in beta for a while was quite sound. One of the prisoners managed to breach the outer security program.
Oh, if the server had been networked, she'd be out on the open nets by now.
Exactly, sir. You were quite wise to air gap it like that. The tech boys are running right now to figure out how she did it and to plug the hole.
Excellent, excellent. Terry is following behind, and Mr. Flash here was just telling me some very interesting things about his primary.
His what?
Apparently, the original Terra Flash survived the explosion.
But
you found his arm.
Yeah, but we found his arm. There was no trace of him.
Yeah, Marsh, don't be BSing here, Blitz. We got a little bit. Come on.
What?
He seems to have slipped some of his memory blocks. He remembers just about everything.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
How is that possible?
I met three. She was nice.
Oh.
Three?
Mr. Hardline isn't cleared to know about three.
Oh, never mind.
Highest security mode.
Who's
just
three?
Just forget you heard anything.
Okay, sir. So what are you going to do with Mr. Flash, then?
Well, Mr. Flash, Terry here has told us that he is affirmed that he is loyal to the company and that he would like to remain with us, and he will tell us everything we want to know about his primary.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm certainly glad to hear that, because I have a feeling that if the primary Terry Flash was out there, he'd probably not look too kindly on me.
Yes, he would. He would certainly be upset with you.
Best friend betraying.
With the original Terra Flash at large, we had better go on high security alert. Keep an eye out for any unauthorized intrusions.
Yes, you're absolutely right, sir. I will call security right now. Hardline picks up his phone, walkie-talkie thing, or presses boop boop. Put the building on lockdown. This is Hardline. Put the building on lockdown.
You can see CorpSec guys running in and station themselves at all the doors and.
Big iron grates come down.
Excellent work. Anyway, Hardline, I'm going to take Mr. Flash here into my office and finish debriefing him. You manage the situation with the servers.
Yes, sir. Very, very good, sir. I will.
Come along, Terry.
All right. Good seeing you again, Blitz.
And then the two of them walk off with you wondering what the fuck he told him and what the fuck he's going to tell him.
Yeah. Well, in all honesty, though, I mean, there's nothing unless... Yeah, no, never mind. Okay. All right, yeah, I'm going to end it there because, yeah.
Yeah.
That ended badly for me, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe?
Well, you're still, you know... You put the building on lockdown so nobody can get out.
Right. Which means I can't put Bunny back in her body and sneak her out because the building's on lockdown.
Right. And also, Bunny found out what you did. Which was kind of last seen.
Yeah. Also, they're going to find me. I'd say that ended badly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't
you don't,
good.
You don't know who to trust.
No, it wasn't, it did not end well for me. Yeah, so then it's a black die ending.
Yeah.
No, I do not know who to trust. I could trust me, and oh my god, I could trust... The only person I have left to trust is the Laughing Saint.
Yeah.
Maybe. No, who's, not even him.
Well...
No, I can't, because...
You don't know if you can trust me or not.
I know I can't trust you. I know I can't trust Qubit, not that I ever trusted Qubit. I can't trust Bunny, and I can't trust original Terra Flash.
Well, you can kind of trust me because...
It should have been Terra Flop.
Terra Flop, yeah.
Floppies. Flop a disc.
Or Terabyte.
Terabyte.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't trust the Laughing Saint either because he hates me.
Right.
So,
but here's the thing: if you can get him what he wants, he's the best infiltration expert. You know, like physical infiltration. Yeah. He could get into the building.
I was about to
he
say
he might already be in the.
I about to say I about to say I think I was going to start off my scene with me already being in the building and just being like, he put it on lockdown, the idiot.
Well, I didn't have much choice.
I know.
All right, I have to use the bathroom.
Lots of shit hit the very large fan at once.
It's getting good.
Yeah.
Give us the girl and wipe away the debt.
It's pretty much what it falls down on with me, at least.
Yeah.
Just get me the girl, wipe away the debt. Yeah.
Except you didn't write it in blood in a lighthouse.
And the girl also has powers.
Yeah. Although the girl cannot take you to see Star Wars in the future.
Yeah, that's with the alternate title.
Yeah, Revenge of the Jedi.
That'd be cool.
Imagine that was the only thing different in that entire universe.
I think that was it. Yeah, because...
No, I'm just saying, if you went to that parallel dimension, Revenge of the Jedi instead of Return of the Jedi.
Yeah. What's kind of on my bucket list? I want to get a poster that has says Revenge. Because there's out there.
Yeah, there's one at in the Lowe's Theater on Levittown. Yeah. They have a big Revenge of the Jedi poster. They also have a Rocketeer poster.
That's awesome. I love the Rocketeer.
It's one of my favorites. I have the comic if you want to borrow it.
Maybe it's...
I didn't know there was a comic.
Celebration, they might have a Revenge of the Jedi. That'd be cool to get.
Yeah, it was based on a comic. And then, I think it was IDW had... Like at Celebration, they released other comics written by more Rocketeer comics written by other authors because there was a very small run. It was like two story arcs, which they kind of combined into to make the movie.
What about Betty Page?
She's his girlfriend.
Yeah,
because the artist had a huge crush on Betty Page. Because why wouldn't you have a huge crush on Betty Page?
Mm-hmm.
She is gorgeous.
Was he's dead now?
No, she's not.
Is she? I thought she died.
No, they just did a documentary about her that she was in. Yeah, I think it's on Netflix, actually. I've been meaning to watch it.
Wow. Sorry, Betty Page.
I don't think she's dead. Are you Googling her?
I'm Googling. Of course I am.
Also, listeners, please help us. Ryan's still keeping us captive in his basement. But yeah, Betty Page is awesome.
Yes.
Well, she did die in 2008.
Oh, so maybe they talked to her for the documentary before that. She's still hot.
Yeah.
Hottest Corpse Award goes
to Betty
Page.
Into the corpses, the blood and the lack of blood and the dryness. And
he's got to bring extra Vaseline.
Better pay.
Please stop that.
I want to see my family.
What?
I want to see my family.
When are you Harrison Ford?
I want my family back.
Oh.
But, you know, yes.
Because Ryan has his captive.
Oh, right.
I would like to actually have the sun on my face again.
I'd like to eat something other than Will's corpse.
Honestly, I mean, I try to put more emotion in it, but it's fucking years. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, it's been...
Anymore.
I mean, it was before we started this podcast, and then Ryan decided to start a podcast with us.
Honestly, at this point, it's old hat. I'm just like, save me. They don't fucking do it.
Let the sun.
Anyway, I would totally fuck Betty Page's corpse.
Yeah. Queen of the pinups.
Yep. I'd paint her on my B-17.
and then probably die because that people had BA-17s had a terrible.
Yeah, they. Well, I mean, it's like flying an aluminum can and then getting shot at by the Germans.
They had terrible. And would not make it.
I have flown on a B-17 before. They are noisy as fuck.
Ooh.
I managed to stick my head out of the Top Gun turret.
Titillating.
Yeah, it was. If you go to the Air Museum on Republic Airport, they sell. You could buy tickets for flights on classic airplanes.
That's awesome.
Like my dad and I went on a B-17. I think my dad went on a P-52 fighter. And he's been up a few times because he works at the museum, and every once in a while when they do these flights, they'll have extra seats left over. They'll be like, "Hey, yo, come on."
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah.
I know I'm going to hang out for a while.
So how was your trip upstairs, Ryan? How was that?
It was good. I brought you food.
Ooh.
Oh, thank God.
So let's get back to this.
Yeah.
Did you bring your check? Did you follow your checklist?
I did.
Okay. All right.
Are you establishing or resolving?
I think I should establish.
I feel honored. You guys waited for me.
Yeah.
Also, we're kind of in a shit hit the fan kind of thing.
Yeah, like
so I
all
really,
the shit hit all the fans.
And I'm kind of like, all right, now what do I do?
I'm kind of picturing, I think the start of your scene should be like you like just wearing like total black. There's like one air vent on the outside of the building, like 20 stories up. You've managed to like salamander your crawl your way up to. You get in.
A grappling hook on.
You managed to pull yourself in.
I'm sitting there with the crank on the arm pulling myself up.
Why did I have to get the mechanical? And then you managed to pull yourself into the air vent and you just kind of collapse and take a breather and be like, alright, at least it can't get worse. And
then I start,
brr, brr, and then just like a grate just slams down and right behind you, so you're trapped.
Did they act before? Well, at least I'm inside now. Stupid arm crank. I could have gotten in here a lot further. So I'm starting to crawl around and try to find my way to the vent that's above your office.
I'll say I gave you a map of the building. We'll say we actually have some semblance of a plan. Otherwise, we're just totally fucked.
Yeah.
So I gave you schematics for the building. So you get to the vent above my office. You just see me pacing back and forth.
What the hell just happened?
All the shit hit all the fans, man.
I know. I can smell it.
Bunny tried to break out of the prison she's in, which was a trap. So I had to jack in and tell her not to do it, but her program went anyway, so then they grabbed her to the darknet. So I hold up a flash drive. So here's Bunny. I got her. But they're on to me, I think, because they found your clone, who found this girl that you're looking for, apparently, and she gave her all your memories.
But
so now he knows that he's a clone, and he's pissed at me, and I think he might be pissed at you, and I don't know what he's told Qubit.
Ah, Qubit knows.
Maybe. That's why I had to put the building on lockdown. Because there was a security breach.
Alright, so we're going to have a change of plan. We need to get Bunny back in her body.
We can't do that because the building's on lockdown.
This is terrible. We still have ways to the outside?
No. Lockdown. No one in, no one out.
Anyone override the lockdown?
Only if Qubit authorizes it.
You're a genius. Can't you override it?
I might be able to hack a door open, but it's on lockdown. The security here is really good. As soon as I do that, they're going to know the door's open. I mean, we might be able to get out, but it's going to be tight.
So we need the girl, we need Bunny, we need the information. And I don't know what to do about my clone now. And he seemed kind of soft and squishy.
Yeah, he didn't seem that soft and squishy the last time I saw him. He's got a little bit more of you in him now.
Kind of proud, then.
Yeah, don't be, because now I think he's selling us out.
That's not something I normally would do. Yeah. Then again, I don't know what kind of hold they have on him. Have you seen where he lived?
The corporate dorm?
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
I've slept in closets bigger than that.
Well, it's not big, but it's a nice accommodation while you're working your way up. I mean, the corp pays for it. You know, you don't have to worry about that. It's just taken out of your paycheck. Look, okay, that's not the point. We have to replan. Look, I can get to Bunny. I can get her back into her body, but we got nowhere to take her once that's done.
And she might kill you.
I'm
glazing over that point.
And she might be a little annoyed with me. I don't. She kind of figured out that I sold you guys out.
Well, maybe she can hold her anger in at least long enough to help us get out. Get the girl and get out.
All right, we need to get the girl, we need to get Bunny, we need to get your clone, and we need to get out. We need to get the info, and we need to get out.
Yeah, this three-check process just turned to a six-check process.
The info is easy. I could just download it from my terminal right here. I mean, I'm out anyway, so if they trace it back to me, it doesn't matter. So thanks for coming back, by the way.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I hope I didn't interrupt your cushy...
Yeah, well, in another year, Bunny would have been out, and her record would have been clean, and she would have been able to start over, which is the same thing that your clone would have gotten.
I like the... I'm getting the impression that your character did all of this for Bunny.
Yeah, that's... Well...
Or did,
he did it for himself, but...
But he... Yeah, he wanted to go legit.
Yeah.
Maybe he wanted her to go legit with him. And
no, I think he wanted them both to go legit. Like...
Right.
James wasn't supposed to get blown up. That wasn't right. Part of the plan. Maybe shot, but that's easy enough to fix. You know, I think the plan was, I get a job, they get, you know, maybe some indentured servitude for a while, but then once that's done, you know, like 2 or 3 years, they, you know, they're good to go. But James's indentured servitude is now, he's a clone, and Bunny's, in quote-unquote, indentured servitude is actually finding ways to hack out of their prison sim that she's been in for 150 years.
It's driving her slowly insane.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And me, I got this pretty smile on my face and a half-mechanical body.
Look, man, it wasn't supposed to happen like this. I did it for us! It was getting too hard out there. We needed to go legit. This is the best way I could figure out to do it. You weren't supposed to get blown up. Bunny wasn't, or cloned. Bunny wasn't supposed to be in jail. We were all supposed to have nice, cushy corp jobs and just ride it out.
Look at you selling out, working for the man.
Yeah, well, you know what? I like having a roof over my head every night and a beer to drink and cigarettes to smoke.
And a fucking jacuzzi. I have a fucking jacuzzi.
Do you know how good a fucking jacuzzi is?
What about a hot tub time machine?
I don't have one of those.
Ooh.
I'm only an associate vice president.
Okay.
Well, it didn't cost you much. It just cost you the sanity of your two friends who trusted you.
Like I said, it wasn't supposed to go down like that.
What made you think they were going to follow through with whatever deal you made with them? What?
Wishful thinking. I was desperate.
Well, next time, don't do me any favors.
Yeah, well, there might not be a next time, because I'm out of here. I'm back on the street once this is over.
Well, we could make a nice profit off the girl if we sell her to some other company.
We can make a nice profit off the info. There's tons of proprietary info on there that lots of corps would kill to get.
In all honesty, I just want the girl's freedom. But, you know, the info and Bunny and you will...
Hardline goes to his desk and hits a few things. And he plugs another drive into it and then pops it back out. I'm like, all right, here. I toss it. That's the info.
Oh, step one complete.
now get us the fuck out of this building.
Then I take a second drive and plug it in and make one for me. All right, we got that. All right. So what's step two? We either get the girl. All right. Okay, this is what I'm thinking. Security is going to be super tight around that girl, especially after your clone managed to get down there. But I was looking at the plans, and it seems like most of the cameras don't work down there, so they got to have physical eyes. So if you can get down there and take care of them, I can get Bunny in a body. And then we'll figure out the rest from there.
Sounds like a plan. What about my clone?
What do you want to do about him? You're a clone. He's either fucking us or helping us. I don't know. Or both. Or neither.
In all honesty, he's got a cushy life right now. I didn't really want to interfere with it. But he's involved now. And I don't know what to do about him. I guess we'll play that chord when we get to it.
All right.
As of right now, Bunny and the girl. I'll go take care of the eyes and see if I can Convince her to walk home with me.
If I can get Bunny out and cool her jets for a bit, she might be able to help us get out of here.
Dream team, back together.
Yeah. Watch your six, Flash.
It's the laughing saint now.
I think that ended well for him, yeah.
Yeah. There's a little bit of reconciliation.
Yeah, he got the info he was. He got the info he was looking for.
That's true. Yeah,
it's going well for James.
Yeah,
he kind of. I think by saying it's the laughing saint now, you kind of made a break with your previous identity, and you're like, "Well, I'm not that guy anymore."
Yeah.
That.
So it's Meyer again.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we still have guilt. Betrayed by friends and tragedy, someone's life has changed forever in a bad way.
Well, I think we've done the betrayed by friends.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
Yeah, no, everybody's been...
Everyone's just been betraying everyone up in here. And even just recently, Buddy found out about Hardline.
Right.
And Myers may be betraying us, although I don't know if we're friends.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
And someone's life has been changed. Well, we'll see. Mine is.
Yeah, you lost your, you know.
I'm in the process of losing my cushy corp job.
That you betrayed,
up everything I held dear for.
You sold out your friends, and now you're just kind of like, well, I can make this right, or, you know.
Well, I can't really make it right. No. I'm just trying to make the best out of it. Is getting everything we need, getting out of here, and hopefully not getting shot. Or worse.
Uploaded to cyber prison for 120 subjective years. Mm-hmm. All right. So, Meyer, you're up. You want to establish a resolve?
What do I want to do?
It's your last scene, so...
I want to... I'll start. This is my... I guess it's the big... I guess you still didn't cancel the speech, the gala, right? So maybe I'm going on stage to do my big speech.
All right. I said it was 18 hours away before, maybe this happened sometime later, and things are going a little bit slower now since the building is on lockdown.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, wait, I have an idea. Everything's going slower, and so they have to, like, telecast you in.
Okay.
So you're, like, live via satellite.
Okay.
So you're still in the corporate headquarters because you can't get out, but you can still give your speech.
At this point, President Cubitt steps up. There's you see that there are it's a $1,000 or $1,500 a plate charity banquet. Everybody is in formal dress, except in the future. So everybody's wearing future tuxes, and
they have lights on them.
Yeah. All of the clothing that can possibly have a battery and an LED in it is glowing like you wouldn't believe. The Cronus Biochem logo comes up and Cubitt, we see the face of President Cubitt. He's, ladies and gentlemen of the board, distinguished investors, and honored guests.
Everyone claps and, sits.
Yeah. We apologize that we could not be here, be with you this evening in the flesh. But matters at corporate require our attention. In happier news, I would like to direct your attention to one of Cronus Biochem's best and brightest, the product of our... newly patented rehabilitation program, Mr. Terry Flash.
Thank you. Product is right. how's it going?
It's all polite golf clapping applause.
Yes.
It's true. I am a product of this organization, and I'm definitely a changed man. I mean... Before, my old self, I was terrible, and
I'm gonna say, like, we cut into the room where the two of us are, and you can see there's a holographic teleprompter.
Yep.
And right behind that are, like, four armed guards with rifles.
It's like you say, like, you talk about your old self and being a terrible person, and, like, you, like, as you're making your speech, it cuts to a scene where I'm taking out the guys, keeping an eye on three.
And then it cuts to me furiously typing on the terminal in front of Bunny's tank.
So it's like you're giving the speech and all the action is happening. It's,
Myers a voiceover.
Yeah. It's like I was a whole different person back then and a new man today.
Literally.
You can see the words on the teleprompter are different, so obviously you're going off script.
Yeah.
Cubit raises his eyebrows furrow.
Right.
And the guards just sort of like grab their guns a little bit tighter.
Like,
you see like fingers slip from outside the guard to the trigger.
Oh, man, it's almost, I didn't want, like, my clone to get shot.
I'm gonna.
Oh,
there you go.
It's almost like yesterday that I was coming in here, breaking into the place, taking everything, and now I'm a man who cares about saving puppies. Do you know that every day 100 puppies...
Cyber puppies.
Cyber puppies from the pound gets recycled into the soda cans you drinking today.
There's another polite golf clap.
Even grappling hook
arms. Because Kronos runs the recycling program. So they're clapping about all the soda cans they're making.
Now then, Mr. Flash, you really should stick to the script.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's been a long day.
Finding out how I became a new man.
It's probably because of my concussion, honestly. Oh, I said out loud.
There's a nervous titter that breaks out through the crowd.
He's
got a concussion. Oh, shit!
I learned something about myself today. I am not what I appear to be. I am not Terra Flash. I am Terry the clone of Terra Flash.
The feed just cuts out.
And I met a little psychic girl who became my friend who I've been talking to this whole time in my head.
That's enough, Mr. Flash. We're done. And he just Cubit motions to the guards. Since it ends well for you, maybe you just beat the shit out of them.
Yeah. No, he's like, Cubit steps out of the room.
All right. How's it going, guys?
It's one of those scenes. Cubit walks. It's a sliding door. So Cubit walks out, and as the door is sliding closed, you see like the four guards start to step towards you, and you just like crack your knuckles.
Yeah.
And then the door closes, and then there's just gunfire and thumps.
And then a close up of Cubit's face, and he just smirks and chuckles a bit, and then all of a sudden you see the barrel of a rifle like right up against the side of his head. Yeah.
And then fade to black.
So about that raise.
Nice.
Thank you.
About that raise.
Nice.
All right. So I guess I'm going to establish for Bunny. What do I want to? Now, one thing's to end well for Bunny, so I'm going to resolve. I'll take a black die.
All right. So, Bunny's eyes open.
She's
Bunny's real eyes.
She's floating in a tank of goo.
And as your eyes open, the goo starts to drain out. And you as it goes down, you start to cough, and you just like yank, pull this tube out of your throat.
Oh.
And then, you know, the goo drain, you just sort of sink as the goo drains out.
Is it also kind of like a Matrix thing with a thing in your head to pop?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably, yeah. Because they had to re-download me into the body somehow.
Yeah.
So she reaches back and her hair has just been shaved off.
Yeah.
She reaches back and she feels
shaving a cool move, like a hairstyle, like part of it, like
okay. It's so she's got like a cool like
foul hog or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, like it's utilitarian, but like it's probably like they shave the really sides. Close. So like you have hair on the top, and they just shave the sides so that they can implant like more jacks.
But so yeah, she reaches back and she feels the port on her head, and she tears it out.
And then as your feet hit the cold metal at the bottom, the glass slides open, and Hardline picks you up and takes you out.
Meat.
Yeah. Look, I know you hate me right now, and you have every right. But we need to work together to get out of here alive. Shit's gone tits up.
I spent the last century and a half wondering what happened to you, Drex. I thought you were dead, or worse. Every terrible thing they did to me, I was wondering if you were somewhere enduring something similar.
Look, I can't make up for what happened, but I'll explain it all later. Look, right now, we need to get out of here. And the only way to do that is for us to work together and then go get Terrify, the Laughing Saint.
She looks up at you rather weakly. I'm gonna say she just hauls off and punches you.
Yeah,
like just knocks you over and just goes. That's a good name.
Yeah. Well, when you see him, you'll understand. Although I still don't get the saint part. Look. I hand you a towel. Clean the nutrient goo off. And here's a jumpsuit. It's better than the vat suit that they've got.
Oh yeah, she's got like a skin tight bodysuit on from the vats, and she starts wiping herself off.
All right. Once you get dressed, we're gonna have to go meet up with the Laughing Saint. He's getting someone else who's going to be coming with us. And then we got to figure out a way out of here. The building's on lockdown.
She towels herself off. And you see her conspicuously glancing at her hand that she struck you with and giggling. Because she realized that thinking violent thoughts doesn't hurt anymore.
Look, you were never supposed to be in there. That's not how it was supposed to go down. They fucked me over, too.
Really? Fucked you over. Nice apartment. Real cigars, real beer.
She doesn't know that.
Yeah, I know. She doesn't know that.
She looks at Drex and she says, I'll help you, Drex. I'll help you clean up this mess you made. And then, well, we should go our separate ways. I've spent the last century and a half building up a great deal of self-control, and I'm not quite sure how much longer I can maintain it.
All right, that's fair. We'll get out of here, and then you'll never see me again.
What about Alana?
She's still in there.
I was gonna say she was one of ours.
No.
She was a program.
She was, but I'm not telling her that
because I was thinking that would be my bad die.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Alana was
Alana was an interpersonal relations program that they installed.
Ah. I see. So she wasn't real.
No. I'm sorry.
Let's go, Hardline.
All right. This way. And we walk out.
She puts on the jumpsuit quickly and...
All right. I really... Okay. So Meyer... So, I'm sorry. Terry has qubits.
Yeah.
Laughing Saints is getting the girl. I've got Bunny, so we need to get out of here. So, I'm going to... Do you want to skip over you getting the girl out?
Yeah, I was about to say, I figured, like, your scene could be us meeting up.
That's the... Okay, that's
And then my
say.
Scene will be us exiting.
All right, so we go down... I'm leading Bunny down the hallway to our designated meeting place, like a out-of-the-way office that no one's using right now. And I open the door, and you two are sitting there. Oh, thank God for that, at least.
And
is this,
this is her.
Three?
Number three.
Number three.
And, you actually kind of see, like, a lax in my posture as I go and I hug Bunny. So sorry it took me so long to come get you. As you can see, I had to make some repairs.
She, you hug her, and she just sort of goes rigid, and then she reaches up and just sort of pats you. So I hear you go by the saint now.
Laughing saint. I'm always adorned with a smile, and I'm always doing good for people.
Yeah, well, right now, doing some good. It'll be us getting the hell out of here.
I concur. Any... See my clone?
There was a feed from the,
I'm gonna say there's a monitor or a hollow screen or whatever, and it just says feed interrupted, and you can see the banquet is in total disarray and
what the hell. So I reach up and I rewind it a bit, and we see the end of Meyer's speech. I'm the clone of Terry Flash, and it just cuts out. Oh.
There's a bit of me still in them.
Well,
Cubit
probably had him executed.
I've got it now. You hear the sound of Cubit's loafers. and you look over and you see him walking, and he's got his hands raised, and he looks afraid for the first time you've ever seen him afraid. And he steps aside, and you can see Terry with a submachine gun or whatever CorpSec uses.
Cyber gun.
Well, we're not in cyberspace.
Or this, whatever the emitter we have, a lethal EMP sub.
Oh yeah, we totally forgot about that.
We did completely forget about that. We forgot about the virtual temporary autonomous zone where hackers mingle.
It was kind of the prison.
It was the prison.
Yeah, kind of. Where hackers mingle, that's true, because they were all hackers.
They were mingling, Jay, we had a plan, and your clones. We hit
mostly.
Except for that thing. Oh, wait, I have an idea. What if that's like Qubit's like dead switch?
Oh, he's definitely a cyborg.
Yeah.
So if
no, I'm saying like he has a thing like if he gets killed, it emits an EMP.
Okay.
Like that's his dead man switch.
Ooh, I like that.
What do I have? Anything? I'm a clone.
You probably have some cyber brain implants. I don't know. I mean, I would imagine the memory implants are probably part cyber tech.
Yeah,
I mean James might know. It depends how many of James's internal organs are also cyber.
Yeah, majority of my left half of the body is
your lung,
kidney, heart,
possibly.
I'm going to say the heart's good.
Okay, so he would not have fun.
Yeah, I would
what
not
about
be
your like some of your intestines or your stomach?
It's like some of the intestines are synthetic.
synth mesh.
Yeah. You could go an hour with your intestines shut off.
Yeah.
That's not going to kill you right away.
You would have to crawl your way back to a doctor.
Yeah.
Well, you could walk, maybe. Anyway. All right. So I look through the window and open the door. What the hell did you do?
Hey, I still have some of my old asshole in me.
There's a lot more in me.
I'm not like you. I'm not going to betray my friends.
It wasn't supposed to go down like that. That's like my fucking catchphrase.
It wasn't even me.
Cubit, end the lockdown.
He is visibly shaking. For the first time, we see the sunglasses have kind of slipped off of his face, and he is just wide-eyed. And
I would say he has cyber eyes. Glowing cyber eyes.
Glowing cyber eyes that are just a completely unnatural color. Mr. Hardline.
It's Cyber Blitz.
There's still time to fix this. We can still ensure that your place at Kronos is secure.
No, I think my place at Kronos is done. I think your place at Kronos is done. I think Kronos is done. You saw his feed. All of those investors saw him say that he was a clone. And pretty soon that's going to be out on the net. If it isn't already.
And so is this fine little girl. And number three has been just staring at Cubit.
He looks down at her. Hello, three.
Number three.
Hello, number three.
And she glares at you. You're going to release us.
And I'm going to get a puppy.
Yes, a puppy. Certainly. He reaches down. There's a CorpSec walkie on the desk. He picks it up. This is President Cubit of the Rehabilitation Program. End security lockdown. Authorization R/Theta 4.
Correct yourself. You just entered the panic code.
Correction. Authorization Omicron 7. You can see all of these security gates in the background.
Great.
Rise.
What do we do with him now?
There's vats of chemicals still down there.
What's her face?
Well, wait a second. This is... We can't end this. James still has a scene.
Yeah.
So maybe... Where do we want to end this?
Well, we still have to... we still have to fight our way past...
Okay, wait. I have an idea.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm like, I know what to do with him. So, then it cuts to us dragging Cubit into the lab and loading him into Bunny's tank.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Bunny would step up and say, I know a very friendly prison environment where he might spend the next few centuries contemplating his misdeeds.
Good idea. So we bring him over, we jack him into the prison sim.
As you're jacking him in, just for a little bit of added drama, he goes, "You're never going to get away with this. CorpSec is still on high alert, even if the building's not locked down."
Yeah, I plug a thing into the back of his head.
His eyes go wide.
Tie him down. I step down. I hit a button, and I'm still vice president. And then the glass slides back up.
And it's just an upload in progress.
As a thing, like, fills with
right,
nutrient
with fluid.
Slush.
What happens if you don't clean it? It
gets really dirty.
Okay.
It makes lots of noises when the fans go. Yeah.
I think that ended well for me.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
And as your scene ends, number three walks over and holds Terry's hand.
Oh. What kind of puppy you want, number three?
A cute one.
Yeah, me too.
So I'm going to say we cut to shots of CorpSec soldiers with their EMP. We didn't really get to the EMP.
No. Well.
It was there.
Or any of the brokering, really, with information.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, he...
Oh, no, no, he did,
he passed me a message.
I just, that's right.
He just didn't pay for it. Yeah. I'm a terrible information.
Yeah, he's not a good... Never said he's a good info broker.
You know what? I firmly believe that even if the elements of the story don't get used exactly as...
No, this has been a good one.
I've enjoyed this so far.
Yeah. This is one of our rare, like, more serious
fiascos, yeah. So, yeah, we see corpse sex
maybe
soldiers.
Maybe Ed will turn this one into half of an audio drama.
Yeah.
You listening, Ed? Finish it.
He may or may not be listening.
He's already moved on to the Call of Cthulhu games. He said he's been adapting those into Frank and Pete.
For Dead of Winter.
Yeah. Abandoned Dead of Winter.
All right. Yeah, so James, your scene.
Jamie's been alive for a while. He's armless now, but still badass.
So do you want to establish a result? That's a wild die.
It doesn't matter. It's up to you whether it ends. We can just end it however we want, because it doesn't matter. James gets it anyway.
Yeah, I mean, we locked up Cube.
So maybe we'll just start. You know, we hit the button. He gets uploaded, and then we turn to leave, and we're walking out, and just a bunch of corpse sec come in.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will let the roll determine.
Well, no. I mean, James gets a scene.
Okay. So yeah.
Or it's up to you, James.
Well, I mean, I guess the scene could be like, you know, it's like a. I really don't know how a good way to end it. I mean, that might be a good way to.
Ooh, what if we
I was
call
thinking...
back to the flashback, the first scene, and James is laughing, saying is sneaking through the lab with the vats, and a drone flies up and goes, "Remain where you are. Place your hands on the walls."
Oh,
from when you got blown up. So just to have a nice little symmetry there.
Yeah.
So you can either, you know, like, you know, not to, maybe since we retconned last time, you will say that Terry originally kicked it into one of the vats, which caused the explosion.
Well, I said, I yelled, "Fuck you," and then just, like, that was like the, we just kind of just, he shot at me, it hit the vat, and the vat exploded. So it was just...
So I'm standing there with my arms up. I'm like, "Guys, just so you know, I'm really sorry about what happened. I was just trying to help us all in my own really dumb, fucked up kind of way. You were all supposed to have just the same cushy kind of corp jobs I did."
Trust me, Blitz. You're not nearly sorry enough.
Nope. Not at all.
I wouldn't be alive right now.
But as we're put,
if you were, you didn't fuck up so bad, I wouldn't be here right now.
Yeah, well, there's that.
And I wouldn't have my freedom.
See, guys, it wasn't all bad.
Is that, are we're surrounded by the soldiers? I'm sure, like the
corpse sec.
Yeah, and
up.
So you.
Oh, wait! I know what to do. We'd be like, "Hey, guys, remember that job we pulled in Bangkok?"
I'm about to say, and there's two of me now.
This really feels a lot like Bangkok.
Yes.
I would be like, I turn to my clone, we lock eyes, we nod, and all of a sudden it's like, "Scatter!" And then just and we just break off and just start taking everything out.
Maybe that's what we're in.
Yeah.
It's like a symmetry, just like a mirror crystal.
We just look at each other and we just flank out.
So now here's the thing. Since we ended it on a freeze frame like that, do we want to actually roll for the aftermath? Or do we want to just leave it as we're you know, fucking wild bunching it?
I kind of feel like I know what Hardline's aftermath is.
You want
like,
to just roll for it anyway, or?
I mean, I don't really want to roll. Like, I feel like I know. Like, I feel like we set it up in such a way that I know what. Jesus Christ, Meyer. Well, he has all white dice.
Yeah.
Let's see what I roll. Well, fuck.
I rolled a 12.
I rolled a 3.
I rolled a 16.
I rolled a 7.
That's 3 white. What was that, too? Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, so, Meyer, what'd you roll?
16 white.
16 white. Fan-fucking-tastic. It's Fat Times Ahead, Safe and Secure. That thing that would make your life better? Oh, you got it, absolutely.
Puppy!
And then some. And then some more. Enjoy it.
Two puppies!
So just you and three
number
go...
Three.
You and number three get adopt a cyber puppy. Two cyber puppies.
Yeah.
And then you go live somewhere off in seclusion someplace.
Maybe some, like...
Maybe you break out of the hellish, you know, corporate cityscape and you actually find
some type of group for clones comes by and support group and they try to help me out and stuff like that. And the whole, I don't know, the company starts going downhill. Cause of,
oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
You can, and with three with you, and number three with you,
yeah.
You can, you know who to trust and who not to because she can see right into them.
Yeah.
Be like, no, this deal's a bad deal. He's going to betray you. That loan is not real.
And if any guys want to beat me up, I can kick their ass.
Yep.
So you end up as number three's guardian.
Yeah, that's all right.
For me, I got black 12. Pretty good. All things considered, you're coming out of this smelling like a rose. You're a little better off. Maybe you got the girl, or maybe you just didn't get caught. So I'm guessing that Tech Bunny gets away. She's not a transcendent creature of, you know, of code on the nets, but she's alive and she's out of
the torturous
horrible
hellhole.
Cyber jail.
But there's still that year's amount of torture.
Yeah, so she's a little fucked up, and I'm guessing she gets a copy of the program Alana that she loads up. So you see a shot of her in, like, maybe a shitty apartment with a whole bunch of tech taken apart, because that's what she does. And, you know, she loads up Alana.
And it ends with a hologram, like, flickering into the middle of the room.
And yeah, she reaches up and just sort of touches where the hologram would be.
All right, I have three black...
Three black. That's going to be shitty for you. Black three. Harsh. Shit in a bag. Harsh. A lifetime of medication. Harsh. A big black cloud of hurt is going to rain all over you. The things you need to happen are not going to. Simple as that.
Okay, see, this is what I figured. So, we managed to get out, but no one wants anything to do with Hardline anymore. And, like I said, in his own fucked up way, he did it for his friends.
Yeah.
So he's ostracized. He lost. He's back out on the street. He's running jobs again, which he didn't want to do because that's the only way he knows how to get by
right.
Now. So he's not Drex Hardline anymore. He's Cyber Blitz again, running cyber jockey jobs. Like he lost everything he had.
But probably running the shittiest cyber jockey jobs possible because he betrayed his friends and everybody knows that.
Yeah.
And no other company would take
right.
him in after what he did to...
I mean, he's probably, he's had to buy himself a new ID, and so he's building himself up from the ground. Like, he's got skills, but he doesn't have the rep for it.
Right.
And he's just, like... Living in the shitty, he's squatting in like this abandoned building with a whole bunch of other people.
Ooh, I got it. Coffin Hotel.
Abandoned Coffin Hotel.
Coffin Hotel. There are hobos living in the shells of what used to be Coffin Hotel.
I kind
of
want to sleep in just a sleep.
One night. I'd stay one
yeah,
night.
Yeah, I would stay one night.
In a
too.
Pot hotel.
Yeah, I would do that.
There's that awesome. Did any of you play Deus Ex Human Revolution?
No.
No.
Oh, you would all fucking love it. But there's an awesome scene. There's a pod apartment building. And there's an awesome scene where you have to infiltrate and like go talk to someone there. And then, of course, a whole bunch of guards come in. It was really cool.
Black 7.
For my prime.
Pathetic. You'll suffer, oh dear God, will you suffer, and everyone will know of your malfeasance, your stupidity, your lack of common sense and decency. You're probably going to be locked up, too.
Well, yeah, I guess I could kind of see that. I mean, I'm disfigured, I'm partially insane, and...
Well, also, I would say number three went with your clone and not
right,
you.
Right, not you.
So whatever plan you had got fucked over.
Well, no, I wanted her freedom. That was I just wanted to destroy Kronos, and I...
You became obsessed.
I became obsessed, and now that I did that, I really don't have much else because...
Right, you're a non-person now.
Yeah.
You know, you're a legal non-entity.
I have an idea. I have an awful, wonderful idea. So it ends with James, like, he's back, he has nothing. He has no motivation now, he's a non-person, nothing to do. So we all just part ways, and then 2 years go by... And James knocks on the side of my horrible, shitty pod hotel hovel. All
right.
And says, I got a job.
Setting it up for a sequel.
What do you think?
I like it.
Cue the techno music.
Yeah. Put some Skrillex on that, baby.
And maybe some Modest Mouse.
I'm just thinking because you hate me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that's how you know things are bad. I got a job.
If we're going for classic cyberpunk, maybe TCM.
Maybe just the sound of a 56K modem dial.
That sound still makes me shudder.
the modem handshake remixed.
I like that. Yeah, that was good.
That was a good story. It had some ups and downs, and some comedy, and some.
I'm gonna say I wasn't feeling it at first, but as we started playing it on the second half, I really got into it. I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
I liked it too.
Decent length.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let us know, listeners. We're gonna have to come up with a title for this, but that's all right.
Cyberpunk. 100% recycled cyberpunk.
Yes. No, what if it's 100% recycled cyberpunk?
Yeah, I like it. 100% recycled cyberpunk. All right.
All right. Well, toodaloo, everyone.
Goodbye, listeners.
Goodbye, friends.